Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to the Kill Stream. I am your host for almost 600 episodes now. My name is Ethan Ralph. I created. It was my brainchild, the RalphRetort.com, and so was this show with a couple other people, but and not the two, not Gator and Stan, Janet and Nora, way back in the day. Oh man, that's going back a ways. But yeah, I'm that dude. I'm the dude that did that. So I appreciate you joining me. Here on my show, the Kill Stream. It's so much shit going on today, I don't even know where to start, really. But we're going to try. Dame Pesos, the legend, future Hall of Famer, in the house. Just joined the call, actually. So we're looking forward to see what he's got. Of course, Biden acted like a complete... I still can't get over... We might lead off the show with Biden, honestly. I don't know. Because there's so much... Ethan Klein allegedly got dropped by Adam and Eve right before we got on. I also wrote up an article over on the RalphRetort.com, the website I already mentioned, about some of the racist hatred from Ethan Klein's fans. I, for one, was... I don't know, I was saddened to see this type of display from Ethan Klein. I know he's really close to the CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki. N-word after N-word, the NF combo being sent to Hotep Albania, the guy who got him dropped from Old Spice yesterday, allegedly. It was just racist hatred on a level that it turns your stomach, ladies and gentlemen. I would hope that Ethan Klein and perhaps even YouTube and Susan Wojcicki themselves would condemn this type of despicable hatred. It's choking me up. I don't know if I can continue, but I'll try. I'll soldier on for you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. PP Storm just resubbed for 1 month and is on a 7-month streak. Very kind. Thank you. Flamenco. Shout out to Flamenco. DLive.tv/Flamenco with the host. Go follow him. Lord Zeno WC Law says, let's fucking go. Let's go. Lord Zeno, by the way, I'm going to be sick by Monday. I can feel it. It's not Corona. It's the same shit I always get. I don't know if it's allergies or the weather changing rapidly here in Richmond. 54 one day and 81 the next. That's usually what makes me sick is the weather changes and sleeping in front of this fucking fan. I guess if it is Corona, maybe I'll die and you won't have any more kill stream, but hopefully, I don't think it is. It's the same thing I always get. It's definitely Corona. That's what BG White said. Yeah, it is. It's definitely Corona. You know what's annoying, though, is to be sick and it not be Corona. like, what the fuck? In the middle of this goddamn fucking pandemic, I gotta get sick. And this has happened like 2 or 3 times already. I gotta get sick. Well, at least twice. I gotta get sick. And it's not even fucking Corona. It's just the same old shit I always get. Oh, well, whatever. That's how it goes, I guess. Lord Zeno, WC Law says, let's fucking go. Lord Zeno then says, everybody hates us because they ain't us. I think that's true, actually, yeah. Studio IKN says, let's fucking go! My voice is going to be thrown within 5 more minutes. Bug Eater says, Ralph, I am drunker than you. Cheers. Well, you've achieved the... You get the Xbox Live achievement down at the bottom of your screen in life. Herbert Silvatici says, sorry to start with sad news from Europe. However, RIP fellow Catalan... I didn't know you were Catalan, or however you say that. From Catalonia. I didn't realize that, Hayward. Are you a separatist? We might have to talk about that someday. RIP fellow Catalan Simon Harris to SARS-CoV-2, English nationalist, speaker, writer, publisher, gent. Ralph, what is the NF combo for new listeners? It's Spanish? Yeah, that's what I think. I did not pronounce that correctly, probably, but it's from Catalonia. Whatever. I know what I'm talking about a little bit. Lord Zeno WC Law says, Ralph, what is the NF combo for new listeners? Nah, I can't say that, but thank you. Tuesday with the Diamond. Let me catch up. Also, entropystream.live/TheRalphRetort is also up. Stream Elements is up too. There were a couple that came in before the show. Theodore Kaczynski says, have a great show tonight, boys. I'll be tuning in from prison. Also, follow me on Twitter at FroggyBoyBOI94. Osir says, you ain't black, Ralph. Well, that's true, even though I'm from Memphis and all that. All right, now let's see. Let's see if they're still going to be talking. Oh, they won't be talking. There they are.
Gator. No, we've actually been incredibly quiet and respectful.
Respectful.
But that's about to change.
Of the monologue. Oh, my God. I talked a little bit longer than I usually do there on the monologue. How you guys doing? First off, Gator, Bibble, Tell us, and then we'll introduce the guest of honor, of course.
Oh my God, I've just been enjoying the cavalcade of autism that has just been spewing forth today. There's something in the water, man. It's been wild.
This week has been insane all the way around. Just, I don't know. I guess I realized it today when I was tweeting. I know, shock of shocks. But it was time. Just everything was happening in a compacted schedule. You know what I mean? Like, there were just happening every fucking, like, 15, 20, 30 minutes. Today was one of those days for sure. Yeah. You don't have those always. Twitter's been on fire all week, though, to be honest, with this Keem versus Ethan Klein thing. It's been a fun week to be online. I think that's how I would put it. What would you say, Bibble?
Yeah, it's you know, it's one of those things. It makes you question who you are as a person, who you thought you were, how you may have grown up, what skin color you may be.
Now, is Dame unmuted? Let's see. Dame, what are you doing?
Ethan, Ralph, it's me, Flamenco.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, Flamenco. Amazing. Oh, God.
Nah, it's actually me. Dame let me be used as a account so I could show up as a surprise. It's me, Flamenco, disguised as a taco.
Oh, no. It really is Flamenco, guys. Holy it's really shit. Flamenco.
Wow. Now, he did that to me once before, almost a year ago, actually. I think that was...
Ralph. I do have some problems with dealing with stuff.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, wow. The double swerve! The double swerve! Double swerve! Oh, my God. So he recorded that for you, then? Is that what? No, he had to have recorded that for you. There's no doubt.
Yes. Did I trick you?
Oh, yes, you did. You did. You did. Shout out to Flamenco for having a hand in that.
My conspiracy. It was like heterosexual. Up.
Heterosexual. We don't see those too often around here. Now, what have you been up to, Dame? What's been going on?
Nothing. I'm in fucking full lockdown.
Now, what is it like in Chile? How is the lockdown like? Is it that strict, or what's going on there, kinda?
Oh, old people cannot leave their houses.
Really?
Good. Yeah, my lot. Well, I did not retarded. Know. Oh, there's so much shit. Now they're protest and shit. There is all fat women saying, no, I'm starving to death. I'm so hungry. I need to throw Molotovs at the police. Fucking crazy.
It's like, damn, bitch, you bought all the fucking ingredients for a Molotov cocktail. You can probably, you know, scrounge up a few quarters for a fucking burrito or something. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'll show you. Nothing wrong with burritos, by the way. I've had a few burritos. You've seen the gut. You've seen the gut. You know I've had a few. All right. Now we have a lot to talk about. Should we just start with Joe Biden? I feel like we should, honestly.
Yes, oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think we have to. All right. Now I have a few.
I was laughing so much I muted myself.
Oh, okay. I have a few different Biden clips here, by the way. Okay, show links. A couple of them are already in here, but here's the one I'm going to play first. It's from MSNBC breaking down the Biden appearance on The Breakfast Club this morning. First off, why do these politicians keep going on The Breakfast Club, Dame? Because they keep looking like morons. Kamala Harris did the same thing with the Snoop Dogg album, talking about she listened to Snoop Dogg back in the 80s. Yeah, but remember she said she listened to Snoop back in the 80s before he even fucking had an album? And Hillary... Remember that? And then Hillary got on there and said, oh, I keep a little hot sauce in my purse. That was from the fucking Breakfast Club, too. All these left-wing politicians keep going on the Breakfast Club and trying to suck Charlamagne the God's cock, and they look like fucking morons every single time. And I know he's laughing all the way to the bank, Pimple. You sound like you wanted to say something about that.
But I was going
to
say, do you think that Charlamagne is, like,
secretly he's a genius.
A Trump supporter?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's happening? He's secretly a Trump supporter, so he gets these old, out-of-touch white people in there because he knows that they're all racist and they're going to say some racist shit.
I think he's laughing about it, yeah. Honestly, I do, because this has happened a bunch of times. Not like, and I might even be leaving a couple out, but those are major events. You know, the Hillary with the hot sauce, the Kamala with Snoop, and now this with Biden. Those are all huge meme-worthy events, and they all happened on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. All right, let's go ahead and play. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, let's hit it.
You want the MSNBC video?
Yeah, the MSNBC one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's hit it. right now.
The former vice president growing visibly testy a little bit after it was insinuated that he had not done enough to prioritize the black community.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years.
Wait, hold on. We have to go back. We have to hear that again. Let's go back. Go back to 10 seconds.
Watch Biden's face. Watch Biden's face.
Biden's having an attack. He's like one of those old people. He's agitated, Bibble.
Well, he thinks he's going to get a laugh. He thinks he's going to get a laugh out of it. Yeah. Why are you laughing, boy?
Back in 1967, this was funny. Sorry. Okay. All right. 10 seconds
All my black help have to laugh at this whenever I say it. 10 seconds.
Go back in 10 seconds and let's hit it right now.
Wait until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years.
You ain't black, Charlamagne.
I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Come on. Take a look at the record.
You stupid.
Mike, how's that playing out this morning?
Take a look at the record.
Well, Eamon, as you know, I've covered former Vice President Joe Biden for a long time, and without fail, I think he tends to get as feisty as you just saw him there most when he feels like his record is being attacked in ways that are unfair.
I think it might be called racist.
In which they discussed a range of his past positions on the crime bill, on marijuana legalization, a number of other issues in which he was defending his past record. It's worth noting, for instance, Biden was the only Democratic candidate, one of the few, who didn't agree to do an interview with the Breakfast Club during the primary. Well, we're seeing now, of course, the Trump campaign really pouncing quickly. One tweet calling it disgusting. We saw Don Jr. tweet calling this comment racist. I think it's important to put this into context as well. What this interview shows is the real disparity that while Joe Biden won the African-American vote pretty handily overall, in South Carolina, for instance, he won 75% of black voters over 60, but tied Bernie Sanders with voters under 30, and obviously a range in between. So work to do clearly for Joe Biden in communicating his message primarily to younger African-American voters.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, Mike Memley, thanks for that update.
Thank you for checking out our YouTube channel.
Okay. Let's pause there. Now, now there's another video. Okay, here's the Trump video. Sorry, this is the Trump campaign video. Also, I've left out Elizabeth Warren. Maybe we should play Elizabeth Warren first, actually. She also went on The Breakfast Club. That's somebody I forgot. So Elizabeth Warren, Kamala, Hillary, Biden. That's four right there, and I'm pretty sure I'm leaving somebody else out. Okay, let's play this Twitter clip. You guys ready?
Yes.
We played this before, but by the way, just to refresh in the memory a little bit. All right, let's play this right now. The Twitter one.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, the Elizabeth Warren. Yeah,
Elizabeth, yes.
Originally I was going to play the other one first, but let's play this one. I want to see Pocahontas get ripped to shreds again. All right.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Right now.
So I grew up in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I learned about my family the same way most people learn about their family, from my mama and my daddy and my aunts and my uncles. And
that's
what I believe.
My mama.
But I'm not a person of color. Mm-hmm. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And I shouldn't have done it.
If you had a chance to do it over, would you?
I can't go back, you know, but I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But what I can do.
Shouldn't have. She's dropping consonants constantly.
And that's what I do every day. So, for example, in the things we're talking about here, what I want to see.
Why can't they help from doing that? Don't you just talk to black people like you're talking to everybody else? Who the fuck does that?
In the historically black colleges and universities.
I want to talk to blacks like they talk to white.
Head on.
Yeah, do you start going in there and start talking Ebonics or some shit every time you see a black person?
I want to see some
fuck?
I mean, no,
address healthcare disparities and maternal mortality rates.
Hey, come in, play. I got something to say to you.
We got
I'm gonna need that vote.
We need reparations.
Yeah.
To what your family told you?
I know you got a vote.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need that vote.
Dominican, but I don't believe
you are. How long did you hold on to that? Because there was some report that said you were Native American on your Texas bar license, and that you said you were Native American on some documents when you were a professor at Harvard. Like, why'd you do that?
So
why did you do that?
I believe. You know, that's, like I said.
That's what I believe. Well, I'm an Indian too, fuck it.
When did you find out you weren't?
Well, no, it's, I'm not a person of color. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. And citizenship is an important distinction. And not something I am. So.
Were there any benefits to that?
No. Boston Globe did a full investigation.
Look at he's squinting his eyebrows like he doesn't know and he hasn't read about all this already. Was there any benefits to that?
She didn't get a discount in college.
You kind of like the original Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, no.
This is what I learned from my family.
By the way, she's so dumb, she doesn't even know how bad she's just been stabbed in the fucking face with that comment. I don't even think she knows who Rachel Dolezal is, does she? Go ahead, Bimble.
She can't tell how much
she doesn't
hates
even know.
Her.
Look at the look on his face. Hold on, let's zoom in here. Look at
he
the look on his face.
Yes, he hates her so much. Look at that look. That is a look of pure hatred. That motherfucker hates Netflix.
Oh, he keeps making them look like fools. Honestly, Charlemagne the God, yeah, he's pretty fucking smart. I saw somebody in the chat say that. Alpha Russ says, swerve of the year for Dame's entrance. I have to say that was pretty good. Chalky Milkface just subscribed monthly. Thank you very much. Needle Moon says, no one does ops quite like Dame. Ha 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 ha. Or ja 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 ja, should I say. Tex 987 says, Chile is only an hour from Mexico by helicopter. I think I'll refrain from helicopter travel. But I know some people who might need a helicopter ride. I have a hernia that says Biden with the fade. Biden with the fade and black and mild in his ear. it's been a while. That's an American reference, by the way, with the black. All right. So that's Joe Biden. Let's go. Now, there's some other stories. Go ahead.
Before we go to that, I just wanted to ask, Dame, does that ever happen to you? I don't know if that's the same over in Chile. Do rich white people ever come up to you and say, hey, excuse me, sir, do you know where a burrito is? Where can I get a taco? Do people ever do that shit to you? Does that ever happen over there?
They try to talk to me like who they think I am.
Yeah, like get on your level. No. Like they try.
White people come up to you with like put their sombrero on or whatever and start fucking. Like,
I mean, oh, you yeah, essay. Yeah. Excuse me, essay.
No, no one does that shit.
But these politicians constantly do it. If you look, they're not fucking Elizabeth Warren's not the only one. Hillary, by the way, Hillary's really famous for doing it. But Joe Biden was doing it in that interview. Oh, you ain't black. Like dropping all these, you know, words he really never uses. But Hillary was really bad about it. She would flip on a whole new accent. Obama even. If you look at Obama when he would talk to
Southern
black churches and shit, yeah, he would get a lot blacker. Well, he would be Professor Obama when he was talking to all the white motherfuckers. But when he was talking to black people, he would be trying to drop consonants, you know, spit game and shit like he was from the streets or something. When he wasn't, of course. All right. So there's a few other stories. Andy Signor, did you see this? Did I pull this up?
Oh, my God. This
he
is
wants
amazing.
To come on the show, by the way.
Yeah. I saw that on Twitter. I have to follow up with him. But Monday Matt put out a video. It's titled, I don't know what the fuck. I guess I could pull it up. Do we have to watch Monday Matt? I don't know if we can do that. I'm not sure if we can do that, Dame. What do you think?
Yes.
Oh,
do
fuck.
It.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Go ahead, pussy. Right. Do it.
Okay. Make sure to, when you watch the video, vote your conscience. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. If you don't like it, you know what,
yes.
You know.
By the way,
only
actually,
honest votes.
Yes, honest feedback
honest
only.
Votes.
Now, we did skip the Trump campaign response, but we'll play that before the show's over, by the way. All right, let's watch a little bit. We can't watch 13 minutes, but this is Monday Matt with the title over on Three Book Theater saying, Andy Signor can't admit he was wrong about the Snyder Cut, which is, I guess, what is that, the Batman versus Superman cut? That they want released from Snyder or something. I don't remember. The Justice League or, cut.
Justice
I forgot.
Justice.
Yeah, it's the Justice League. Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Isn't that over on HBO now or something? It's coming out on HBO. What's going on with that?
Fuck, I don't know. That would be a good gambit if they did that, though.
If you know HBO, what the fuck we're talking about, go in the green room and please explain it to us.
All right. Yes, that'd be good. All right, let's play it. You guys got it pulled up?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's play it right now. Oh, the Monday Matt classic intro. Matt Jarbo, Jesus Christ. I say inappropriate things.
What's going on, everyone? How you guys doing? My name is
Matt
Jarbo.
What a loser.
History Book Theater, and man, oh man. So, a couple days ago, word broke. And I say broke as in broke the internet, whereas we finally got the confirmation that Zack Snyder's Justice League was going to be
coming. This is the laziest thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. Holy shit, Matt.
If you've ever been following this news, following this information, you knew.
The fuck is HBO Max?
It was.
That's the new streaming thing HBO is launching.
Not be any fire.
They're going to hook in all the nerds with this.
But what really caught my eye.
And I'll just download it for free.
What caught my attention were two people on YouTube that were absolutely willing to die on the hill.
Oh, excuse me. Review copy. Sorry.
And when the news was announced, the amount of backpedaling and attempt to goalpost move and sidestep their own words and their own actions is now just hysterically apparent and one worth absolutely talking about. So I'm going to play for you this little clip that I found on Twitter trying to justify their opinions.
Seriously.
Of course, we're talking about Blandy Andy Signore. And
wow, Blandy Andy?
But to be honest here, Andy, it doesn't even seem that the real Snyder cut is ever.
Wait, is he recording that with his phone from his monitor?
He said there has to be a lot of work done.
Oh my god.
In the article,
the fuck?
It's totally Samsung. Yeah, look at that.
What is
that? It's the laptop, right?
Fuck off.
So if Zack Snyder says it's going to be totally different, what was the purpose of the cut movie?
Yeah. Zack Snyder said it was going to be totally different. So what's the point, right, guys? Hey, fellas, what's the point of the entire Snyder Cut movement if the Snyder Cut is going to be different?
Look at Matt getting so fired up over this.
I don't know.
Yeah, cool, give some fuck.
He's more fired up over this than me destroying his channel. What the fuck? Like.
And that's what they shot once Zack exited the project in May of 2017 before reshoots began, you absolute dunces. Seriously, guys,
he's so
this
mad.
Is so terribly transparent that I am shocked that you just cannot take the L on the Snyder Cut. So much so that even Andy, this is true. This is Andy then trying to justify it after talking with Jody when he was on his own stream. I happened to randomly tune in and catch this little tidbit. As I was doing dishes and unable to quickly get away from
this man was doing it. Wait. Let's pause it. Hold on. Pause it at 253. His bitch not only got fucked and knocked up by somebody else, the child is not his. We confirmed that September 2019. She also has this fucking cuck. Not only is she fucking around on him, getting knocked up by other people. She has him doing the dishes, Dame. What the fuck? Have you no honor, sir? I don't understand. Oh, doing the dishes. Not even cooking. Okay, you know what? If you're cooking, it's like, all right, that's a little, you know, everybody cooks, right? Male and female. But you're doing the dishes? What?
I bet you cook.
Oh. Does she even work? Holy shit. If he has been to do the dishes while they're back in the bedroom, is that his
business? Oh, exactly. Yeah. They all eat dinner together. Matt sits at a separate table, of course.
The kid's table.
Yes. He sits over there and takes care of the child.
It's in the kitchen.
Yes. She's over there fondling, you know, Jamal, Tyrone underneath the table, grabbing a handful, of course, while they're chowing down. And then they depart back to the bedroom, and Matt has the duty to clean up the dishes. Oh, wow. That is a sweet, happy home there. 253.
Got to clean up twice that night.
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, God. No. Oh, God. Only the beginning of his cleanup duties. All right, 253. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's watch a little bit more, and then we're going to stop. 253 right now.
Terrible voice of Andy Signore. But this is what he actually said. Listen to this, and listen to him try to justify not only his attack on the Snyder Cut, his attack on the fans, and everything
attack.
Else in between.
He's right. Look, we were fighting.
He attacked the fans.
To a point.
Oh, man, what?
It doesn't exist. The truth is, both of you were right. Everyone was right, is what we got to come to terms with. a lot of us that you think we were fighting or wrong, we were all right. You were right. Snyder was still behind the scenes working and believing in the cut, so that was accurate. There were people, Warner Bros., who didn't want it. That was accurate. There wasn't a complete cut that needed $20 million. That was accurate. But there was still a work print assembly that he was saying was a cut. Everybody actually was accurate is what the reality here. So I hope we take the words of Henry Cavill, who says, let's bring this together. In fact, I want to end on that because that was...
Okay. So everyone was right is what he's trying to say there, which is not true or factual at all. Period. Point blank. Full stop. Everyone who followed this with a modicum of credibility or just fundamental understanding of what went on for not only Zach exiting the project in 2017, but everything that happened while they were filming the movie after the release of Batman v Superman in March of 2016 knew that Snyder was tinkering with it, knew that he was wanting to see it come through, and knew that he was always going to want to see it come to fruition. He had always, Momoa talked about it, Ray Fisher talked about it. Everyone was talking about it to the point of where.
What are you talking about?
Those are cast members. Look, we can't listen to Monday Man's just. I just wanted to give you a little taste of it. It's about the Snyder cut, basically. I can't hear any more of his.
And then you bust it?
Yeah, I stopped it.
Oh, thank God.
I can't. We can't do anymore. It's too much. Oh,
fucking Andy Signore is wrong about the superhero movie. How dare he? Fucking piece of shit.
He's trying to act like he's a scumbag over some fucking movie release. It's like, because they have a disagreement about the Snyder Cut. What are you even talking about, Jarbo? Andy Signore over on Twitter, though, says this. Matt cries about how he was bullied and how people never let him get over his mistakes. Look at Matt Jarbo now attacking me for standing up against the ugly side of Snyder, fandom. Hypocrite. This is deeply pathetic. # reject the Snyder cult. Also, Matt, please get over me, dude. That's what he said on Twitter.
Yeah, because that guy and this ignore is like the only one that gave Monday Matt a chance.
Yeah, he was.
Flagging thing. Was like the only one, right? And over the fucking nothing, like a disagreement over a fucking movie. Oh, fuck, piece of shit. He's wrong about the Snyder cut. Fucking unbelievable.
He's fucking
backstabbing piece of shit.
They're about to set up a Knoxville over a fucking alternate cut of a movie. What the fuck is going on here? I remember watching a stream live with Ralph where Andy Signore was defending Matt Jarbo. I remember us all watching that. That was a great time. But what happened in those few months between then and now? To make them at each other's throat. I have no idea what.
I don't know. We don't follow. Of course, we don't follow that. We don't know. I noticed. Remember the last time though, we tuned into Jarbo and Signore. They seemed to be kind of making fun of Jarbo at that point, didn't they?
Yeah. They were mocking him. They were asking him about Poli. I think.
Oh, they made him look like our bitch. They were making him dance for us on air. That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was great. Where they were like, "What's up with this Poli shit, dog?" And he's like, "Look, man, I get enough of this at home. Please don't."
Damn, that was a tough night. All right, let's for him. It was funny for us. All right, let's see. Sansom says, "Dame, your laugh heals the earth." I have a hernia. Says hot sauce in my purse next to my hit list. Hillary Clinton. Subcultured says she's not an N. I have a hernia. Says the Snyder
Wait,
Cut.
Monday, Matt. He what? Wants money from me.
He wants money from you? Wait, does he?
Look at the tweet. On the-
Hold on. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Hold on. Hold on. Did this just happen?
No fucking way.
We got to pull that up.
He says, how about you? Wait, Dame said this first. Breaking news. Matt Jarbo blocked me after I made an honest and real effort to help him for real. Can you believe this? Jesus Christ. And you were tagging him with Ethan Klein's charitable effort over on Twitter. And then Jarbo's so mad right now. He's 100% watching this show, by the way. He says, how about you? He watches the Killstream probably more than anybody. He says, how about you donate some cash from all the videos of yours that uses my face, branding, and logo without commentary.
Without commentary.
Now, can we name any video of yours that uses his branding without commentary? Because I really can't think of any.
I can't think of a single fucking one.
Yeah, I mean, I talk on my videos, right?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, I talk on my videos.
Is this, are you running secret Matt, mundane Matt archive channel? Is that what's going on, Dame? Is that what he's trying to tell us here?
I don't know, man. It's just...
He saw the secret. My secret channel.
I'm pretty sure if he gave us the rights to his likeness and also gave it to, well, MC Jarbo seems to have taken it already. But yeah, go ahead.
Like, he's not Monday Matt anymore, right?
Yeah, he's Matt Jarbo, right? Yeah, exactly. He left us. Yeah. So what does he care?
He doesn't even use that logo anymore.
Does he even own rights to the Mundane Matt name anymore? I mean, he abandoned.
I'm going to take an IP then. Go to the copyright office right now.
Contacting my attorney immediately. Let's see. I have a hernia. Says the Snyder Cut is a 2-hour Gal Gadot deepfake. I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. The Israeli Wonder Woman. Stacey Marcherie says, every time Tyrone leaves, Matt asks him, are we cool? Oh, every single time. Are we cool?
Tyrone says no.
Cool? Every single time he says no. Keep my shit clean or we're really not going to be cool. Oh, damn it. Jim popped up today and we're going to go into this in a moment. He did comment, he's been gone for, I don't know, 2 weeks or so. And people start acting like he's not going to come back. They start getting Jim withdrawals.
Ethan Ralph, it's me, Flamenco.
He's back.
It's actually me. Donnie let me use his account so I can show up as a surprise. It's me, Flamenco, disguised as a taco.
It's really
Ethan Ralph, it's me, Flamenco.
All right.
Fucking quick.
That one was good.
Not Flamenco in there. That one was pretty convincing, I have to say.
Yeah.
The bots are getting more sentient. They're learning at this point.
Oh, Killstream technology. You can never defeat it. Now, as I predicted, Mr. Anti... By the way, welcome, Flamenco. Mr. Anti-Bully, I predicted that he would talk about the Dear Leader over on Twitch, but he also...
Wait, is the real Flamenco?
No, it's not
Flamenco.
It's not Flamenco. You need to learn to read, you fucking taco.
Shut up, bot.
I'm so confused.
I just shortened me.
This is how you know he's a robot, because he's a little bit racist.
I shortened not Flamenco.
I'm a fork of
Tay AI.
I've learned the wrong things, obviously.
Fucking Gator with another soundboard.
I'm trying to clean it up, Dom, eh? Jesus.
But no, I just wanted to pop in. You guys were wondering what the Snyder Cut was. It's a...
I mean, I know what it is, kind of, but go ahead, tell us. Go ahead, tell us.
Basically, the Justice League movie during production had to change directors from Zack Snyder to Joss Whedon because Zack Snyder's kid committed suicide. The original film looked Snyder as fuck. It's like got like a really kind of, you know, dark aesthetic and stuff like that. It got changed up for the full release. So people are like, hey, like, let's have all the stuff that was cut out of Snyder's original film and put it into there. And HBO is going to be releasing it on their like their Netflix service. And like, I think it's going to be like a four and a half hour movie. So
holy goddamn.
Hey, 4.5. Hold on. Four and a half hours. They're just going to throw everything out there on HBO Max, aren't they? Now, that's the video service they're trying to launch. Now, people have been besieging them for years to release the Snyder Cut. So finally, they're saying, yeah, we're going to release it, but it's going to be on this new video service that you have to subscribe to monthly.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what's going on with Andy specifically, but there's a contingent of people that are kind of unhappy about this because there was like a loud backlash against not releasing it. Like people that work for Warner Brothers have like vocally kind of derided the people that want the Snyder Cut, saying it doesn't even exist and stuff. So I guess fan outrage has led to something actually happening, so that might be why people are pissed off about it.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, also, Andy Signor did tell me that he is willing to come like now.
Really?
Awesome. At the end. Well, oh shit!
Send him,
yeah,
hey,
and he
Dame
also said something about Monday Matt's story.
Oh really? Wow, we might get a little fresh story. You know what, Dame? I'll send you the link. Are you on desktop? Can you send? Can you copy and paste the link?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here, I'll send you the Discord link. Can you send that to him?
Where?
It's on Twitter. Actually, I'll send it to him too. Fuck it.
Oh yeah.
See it?
Yeah, maybe. No, I'll send it. I'll have it here.
Okay. Fuck. All right. Hold on. I'll send it.
You
I send it on Twitter.
Boomer Ralph.
I sent it. Fuck you. Fuck all you. I sent it. I sent it on Twitter. There it is on Discord too. I mean, I can pull up more social media if you want, and we can send it there too. All right, I'll also
send it to me on MySpace, Ralph.
Wait, his DMs. His DMs are open. Okay. Tell him I sent it to him too. Join green room. There we go. Okay.
There you go.
It's fucking happening.
Just wanted to pop in and say hi. Just wanted to.
Good to see you, Domingo.
Yep. Yep. Also, 95% certain one of the Yo Mama guys' mystery informants is Bronx. So, just want to put that in everyone's head when they listen to it, and they'll probably hear him.
I want to tell you this: I have not heard the video yet. I saw a 2-minute clip out of the middle, and I did skim it just to see the imagery through it. But I wanted to save it for the kill stream. There are some inaccuracies in there. First off, the guy they have on deep. Voice meter, fake, whatever the fuck, is 100% Ian Malshong, and we're gonna get into that too, which is just the crazy. I'm saving that basically for him. I could have jumped into this right at the beginning because we've been fun with this all day on Twitter, but it's 100% him. You can hear with the inflection of his voice, just the cadence, and then his T's and some of his pronunciations are the exact fucking same. So we'll go through that. But there's also a claim in there that Keemstar was on the heel stream. Of course, longtime viewers will know Keemstar was advertised for the heel stream, but he didn't show up because he was watching it, and he was like, I don't know. I don't know. This might not be the scene for me, you know what I mean? So he didn't show up, but I know that for a fact because he told me that. So the whole video is, oh, Keemstar is this callous dude, you know, he's all about, you know, working with the alt-right or whatever, appearing with these problematic people, and then pretty much the most problematic show or whatever that he had a chance to appear on. As far as the kill stream goes, he said, nah, you know what? I'm going to take a pass on that. I'll just have to catch you. I'll just have to catch you later. So that kind of, to me, that kind of shits a hole in their whole entire fucking video. But we're going to go through that for sure. Flamenco, you got anything else, sir?
Nope. Pee pee poo poo. Peace out.
There you go. Oh, shout out to Flamenco.
Ethan, Ralph, it's me, Flamenco.
Oh, no. The real one. Which one's the real one? Which one do I shoot?
Well, wait, here's Keem be like, fuck them kids. And they showed the Michael Jordan meme over on Twitter. But he definitely told me that after. And I wouldn't even say that in public. I never really talked about it, except he didn't make the show or whatever. But yeah, he definitely did say, I don't know, I tuned in and watched like the first hour and a half. And I was tuning in and out. And I just really didn't think, probably just have to catch you later on that. It's like, yeah, I understand. It got a little spicy for sure. Okay.
Smartest thing Keemstar has ever done.
Yeah.
Let's avoid that episode.
So I completely understand. But anyway, Ian Malshong is so retarded. First off, he gets on the video and starts talking about St. Jude's is a huge Jewish hospital, and that's why we pick St. Jude's. First off, that is absolutely not why we pick St. Jude's. I will tell you why we pick St. Jude's. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. That's the worldwide fucking headquarters of St. Jude's, where they started, all that. St. Jude's has been a charity that I wanted to support since I was a kid, and they're all about, you know, curing cancer for children. You know, it's really not that controversial of a topic. And no, it wasn't picked. It's not a Jewish hospital. That's a fucking...
It's not a St.
Jude. What is he talking about? What is he talking about?
Fucking Catholic. St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes and desperate cases.
The Jews don't even have saints. What the fuck are you talking about, you moron? All right. Okay. All right.
The founder was fucking Catholic. It's Catholic.
Danny Thomas. Yeah, he's Catholic as fuck. Let me see if I can find this clip. We might just have to play that first before we go into the whole video. By the way, I love that he went on. He's so fucking scared. He's so scared that he went. Oh, by the way, Gator's been all over this. I see what he's linking up now. He's so scared that to trash us on a video, he had to go on, he had to modulate his voice like he was Deep Throat or some shit. All right.
Yeah, he's afraid.
What is this? Stop it. He's afraid. What the fuck? Like he's testifying against the mob or something. All right. What the fuck? All right, let's go ahead and play this. I think I just linked it. Yeah, you guys ready?
Yep. Twitter, yeah.
That Twitter.
Yeah, this the Twitter. Yeah, we'll get into those. Yes. We're going to go I'm through ready. And play the big video in a minute, but I want to play this one first. Let's play this right now.
They tried to do a charity stream for St. Jude Children's Hospital. It's a hospital that has a lot of Jewish backing. And this included Richard Spencer on that stream and Kim Starr.
Wait. You know what? Hold on. Richard Spencer was not on the heel stream. That's a lie, too. So
that's
he lied.
Lie, yeah.
He lied about that too.
And the heel stream is on YouTube, right? You can just find the video and prove.
You can find it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not hard to find. By
also,
the way.
I was there, and I'm a brown Latino, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they can't say shit.
They have all these Mexicans on their show because they hate them. Like,
Let's see. Your video was filled with inaccuracies. I'm going to tweet that out.
As a matter of fact, I think Ralph particularly hates brown people. I heard he hated a brown woman
now
so
I
much.
Do.
He, no, I'm just kidding. He hated a brown woman so much he stabbed her.
Now I do, but you know, it wasn't always the case.
He stabbed her for months at a time. Yeah. Over and over.
No,
again.
I kid, of course. We snore the best. People take that shit literally. You can't even joke about your ex-wife sometimes. All right. Now, I'm going to tweet this at him. I doubt he'll correct the record. But so he was already wrong on Keemstar. I didn't even watch the full clip. I didn't realize he included Richard Spencer in this, too. I guess, or maybe I did. I don't know. I just missed that part, Gator. All right, let's finish it up. 14 seconds right now.
The stream. To supposedly raise money for this charity, and the charity turned it down. They said, no, thanks, but no thanks. We don't need your money. We don't want your money.
Like,
that was also wrong.
We don't need your money. We don't want your money.
That's not what happened. The money, right? Exactly. Yeah, that's not what happened either. There was no rejection of any money until the Wall Street Journal came out with their hit piece on, I don't know, what was it, October 30th or so? Right there at the end of the month, 31st maybe. Nobody was talking about rejecting anything until they did that, so.
And I mean, wasn't there
money anyways, right? Because YouTube held the money for like 2 months or something.
Yeah.
Super chat for
You're talking about the money. Yeah, they owed me thousands of dollars. They finally did pay it. But yeah, they were holding that too. I mean, my personal funds they were holding. I think they did refund most of the Hillstream money. But there are still some people who say they didn't get refunded from that. So I don't know. We could just never fully follow up on it. But
nobody, YouTube like, probably pocketed the money like they do with that. Like they did
no,
with fucking
they did.
Augie.
They did for sure refund a lot of people on the thing. I just know that there were some people who say they didn't get refunded. So I don't know. I can't say for sure whether everybody got their money back. I know a lot of people did because we had all kinds of screenshots of people sending. You know, they would show up on your fucking debit account that they credited you back. I have a hernia. Says had to hide Ian's identity from Bitcoin assassins. Neela Moon says happy birthday, Flamenco. Indeed, happy birthday, Flamenco. Okay, you know what?
Ralph, it's me, Flamenco.
Oh shit, he's back.
Holy shit, he's back.
He came back. That's sweet. Okay, now here goes the link. I guess we should just play it now. We've talked enough about it. Also, we have some modulated versions of Ian Miles Chong, too. Oh. Let's see. We'll go through those after. We're going full CSI. Killstream CSI tonight. Exactly. All right. Zoom. Enhance. Okay, sorry. All right. I don't even know. That's not the line, by the way. I fucked it up. All right. Let's play it. You guys ready?
Yes.
Mr. Muzo, by the way. Yeah, the YouTube. Mr. Muzo, by the way, thank you for the resub. Okay, you guys ready? Keemstar uses the alt-right to attack H3H3. Let's play it right now.
Last time on Yo Mama, the evil Lord Mimulus and his simp, I'm Alex, challenged the legendary Super Chat, Brody and his friends. But little did they know, Zach James would upload Mimulus' mom to Pornhub.
What is this?
Now, with Mimulus defeated, who will Yo Mama take on next? Find out now on Yo Mama.
By the way, let me pause it at 23 seconds. So pause it at 23 and remind everyone, you can't see it on here because I have my thing on. This is Yo Mama YouTube channel. They have somehow 4.77 million subscribers. And this video is pretty much mostly all about the kill stream. We'll get into it. All right, 23 seconds. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right, let's hit it right now.
Yo Mama!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Cha-cha-cha. Yes, Internet, it's me, your friendly neighborhood discount Jesus, Zach James, the creator of Yo Mama. And last time, we turned Mimulus into a porn star, just like
God, this guy is gay.
Please, please make it Yo Mama.
I was about to say, he looks like a trans man.
I decided to turn you into a porn star.
Is that a trans man?
Oh, this is grim, George. Yeah, so basically now, what's
a couple happening? Other poofters. Look, we can skip through that. I'm Alex with a scumbag. All right, let's go.
Imagine hanging out with I'm Alex after
thinking, Jesus Christ. What? How many more people does he have to falsely accuse of rape before, anyway? They're complaining about us, but this guy goes around. Oh, my God. That's his homie, too, that he shouted out at the beginning of the video. Anyway, that's just, All right, 140. You guys ready? Go to 140. We can't watch that. I don't want to hear from those fucking losers. All right.
All right, I'm there.
140. Yeah, let's go. All right, let's go there and let's hit it right now.
Nope. The jokes are about to stop because
I hope so.
This whole Keemstar YouTuber
it's getting serious.
Has taken some crazy twists and turns.
The internet is serious business.
I was never going to talk about. And it sucks too because I had this whole gag figured out. I have a shirt on my shirt. Because Alex had Gucci on his Gucci. And then I got some wine right there. I was basically going to wear this Jesus.
Alex looks like he has fetal alcohol syndrome.
Jesus of YouTube. And then I was going to call it Keemstar the Antichrist. And then it was just going to be some hoo-ha's and laughs. Nope. Unfortunately, the gags just don't make any sense for this one. I've seen Ethan's video, and he does a good job of just recapping a lot of things that we know.
I'd like to bring you up to date with all of his achievements. A museum of hate and destruction.
I'm fucking white. I run this world. You're black. You're my slave. Understand it. I would hang
up. And the reason I wanted to do my research is I was going to make jokes about Keemstar's news. It's not being good news. He's not good at doing the news. But he really fucks up a lot of shit as a news person.
We can now confirm that the ages were 18 and 15. 18 and 15.
The Inesion interview, for example, was really interesting. So Keemstar came in rushing, wanting to make his money on Inesion really quick, messed up the interview, and that seemed to be it, right? That was it. Well, no, there was more. There was actually a little bit more to this. Keemstar and Inesion, a few weeks later, went on a podcast. Keemstar heavily promotes a rumor, and the rumor was about this YouTuber named Repsion, who has heavily covered Onision over the years.
There is a rumor going around, and I want to know if you've heard this rumor. And again, I'm not saying that this is true. This is not an accusation at all. I'm saying I just heard
some people are saying
that Repsion himself started dating his current girlfriend when she was very young, possibly before she was at the legal age. And she was a fan of his since she was 12 or 14, is what I heard through the rumor mill. So it seems like a very similar situation is going on, possibly over with Repsion, and he's for years been calling you a groomer and everything else.
I'm sure Keemstar and
by the way,
Repsion.
Let me pause this at 4:09 because there is some breaking news over on Entropy Stream. Dove and Death says this with the contribution. Matt already deleted the tweet asking Dame for money. He's watching. There's no doubt. I mean, there's zero doubt he watches the Killstream nightly now. He already deleted it. Well, I mean, I guess it's a good thing we memorialized it here on the Killstream with that video footage showing what a fucking loser he is. Dove and Death then says, actually, wait. Actually, it looks like he replied, then blocked me. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was hoping he deleted it. God damn it.
I want to clarify the Repsion thing real quick. So I was listening to Augie's show before we went on the air, and they said that this is Repsion's claim that she was 13 and she was a super fan and messaged him
Oh no, that's coming in the video.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, let's just play it. All right, let's go. Let's go. 409, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right. 409, let's hit it right now.
Must have gotten to the facts at some point, right? You as a news person don't just throw out rumors and then never get to the facts. Not really.
But what is the point, Keen? Let's go. Let's hear the point.
Is it true that your current girlfriend was a fangirl underage and then you started dating her? When she began?
No.
That
she watched my content. She watched my content. There's a 7-year difference. She's 22 right now. I'm 28.
Keem, come on, bro. What's going on here? All right.
Did you know that I blocked her? We used to never talk. You're trying to prove that I'm like I had some relationship with somebody who's underage. That's ridiculous, dude.
Wait, did he say he blacked her?
Oh no.
Do you want me to bring her on live right now and talk to the camera and say, "Yes, I was of age, Keemstar." Do you want me to? I'll go get her right now. I'm dead serious.
You told other
Wait, okay,
told
guys.
Other people. Dating her when she was much younger, let's be honest.
No, I have not.
So we wanted to do something different. We wanted to go directly to Repsion.
Was Repsion dealing in a little...
And ask him the questions that Keemstar didn't want to ask.
He's gonna show real journalism.
So good.
Let's get right into the facts. Repsion, did you groom your girlfriend?
No, absolutely not. We first started talking on blog TV.
Sounds like Joe Swanson with a hair lip.
She jumped into my stream and announced her love for me and that she was deemed to marry me.
Really?
The moment she told me she was 12 years old, I'm like, screw off.
Wow.
She blocked me and then I blocked her.
Okay, but when did you unblock her?
Years go by and then she finally announces her love for me yet again at the right age.
Interesting. When That's did you hilarious. First talk?
We started talking when she was 18, and then we eventually met in February of 2018.
What a great story.
Oh?
Yeah.
She was 19
Sounds
at the time,
super
and
true.
I was 25.
Repsion. Now back to you, Zach.
Repsion was dabbling a little bit, is what she's telling me.
Oh my God. How did we, the Your Mama channel, do a better job of reporting the facts? We're the Your Mama channel, and we just did that shit better than you.
She played Baldi Basics.
She died. Like so, Brody can see.
And that's where we were going to take this video.
This is so tragic. Wait, here we go with some deep throat shit here in a minute. Oh my God.
Something else happened. I had put out a bunch of feelers. I had sent out some messages.
This is the most autistic shit of all time.
I want up-to-date information on Keemstar.
Yeah.
Then I got two phone calls that would change everything.
By the way, I saw Dick speculating that one of these might be Maddox. I don't know if that's the case. One of them is for damn sure Ian Malshong. But anyway, 704, you ready?
Oh, wait, 704?
Yep, 704. Sorry, I paused it.
All right, yep.
704, let's hit it right now.
He knows this about these people. He knows these are white nationalists. He knows these are racist people. And he's regularly associating himself with
white nationalist Dominic.
I am a white nationalist.
knowing that journalism has journalism
Kyle
integrity,
brown shirt. Oh, it makes so much sense.
I'm only pretending to be a taco.
Here's what has been told
vague.
To me.
I'm white as fuck.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Thank you for letting me record this call real quick. Can you just repeat back to me what you just said? Because I've heard this from somebody else earlier, and you're the second person to say this, and I won't give out your identity or anything. I'll mask it, but can you just repeat to me what you just said a moment ago?
Yeah, so there's something that a lot of people don't know about Keemstar, and that's that he is affiliated with a lot of really shady underground far-right white nationalist people online. And he does it mostly through under the guise of this this Killstream channel that he does, this Killstream show, where they regularly host actual anti-Semites, white nationalists, and Holocaust deniers. And it seems to be a constant theme on the show. And Keemstar has been on several shows.
Listen to this. Listen to the way he says alt-right at the end.
Including Richard Spencer, who coined the term alt-right.
Richard
alt-right. See how he says it alt-right? How he rolls it almost into one word? That's how Ian Malshong always says alt-right.
That
alt-right.
Was the tell that made me realize it was him. I was
when
like, holy
I heard
shit.
That, I was like, it's Chong. You know what? Gator actually sent this to me, and he said, I think this is Ian Malshong. And I was listening to it the whole time. I was like, I don't know. But the way he said alt-right at the end, that's exactly the same way Ian Malshong says alt-right. There's zero doubt in my mind that that's Ian Malshong. And just the cadence, we can go through some of these. We will after. But anyway, 827. This is
wait,
Richard
wait.
Spencer.
Sorry, may I interrupt for 1 second? May I interrupt
yes.
for 1 second?
Yes,
sorry. Because I used to work. What's going on, guys? I used to work with the motherfucker. Remember that time, by the way, he uploaded hordes of gay porn to my channel?
Yeah, or he tried to swat you. Wait. Yeah, let's say, remember that time he tried to have you killed? The fuck? Attempted murder? Yeah, I remember that one too.
Yeah, well, someone sent me this clip, right? And I didn't even notice the way he said alt right there. What I noticed is the way he goes, like after every fucking sentence, after every like half sentence, he goes, and then he speeds up his cadence, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, I watch regularly his Hype Break channel to make fun of him with some friends, and same fucking cadence, just the exact, yeah, sorry, I rewatch my old channel that was robbed from me.
Yeah.
and that cadence, that is 100% Ian Miles fucking Chung, man. He hates Ralph. He always hated Ralph. He always hated, even when I was like, whenever I'd hop on your show.
Like 6 years ago. Yeah.
Busted his chest.
Search Ian Miles Chung on the Ralph Report.
Yeah, he's mad.
And also, he's the one calling your show an alt-right show. Didn't he say Hitler was right or some shit back in the day? Like,
he did. Also, why don't we pull this link up that I just throwed in show notes? We'll get back to this video, of course. We're going to watch the whole video. I told y'all, Mama.
Sorry,
I promised Outback Zach. It's okay. I promised Outback Zach that I would play his entire video, so we will play the entire thing. But I think it's only fair that we play this video, too. It's Ian Malshong appearing with Eric Stryker and Alex McNabb on the heel turn.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. TRS, the right stuff.biz. You know those guys. Let's go ahead and play it. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's play it right now.
This is the real danger of when you have your racial enemies having your media locked down. You don't actually know what's going on in your country because they hide it and they gaslight you into this other shit, like this nonsense. I mean, the media is dedicated to two things. One, promoting Middle East wars. And two, to promoting domestic wars against all white-skinned people. If you're white in America, you're under perpetual attack by this media system, by this media
complex.
He is
just sitting there.
Why
isn't he saying something? They outright
encourage people, or at least incite people, to commit violent acts back. You know, during the Nuremberg trials, Julius Streicher, the German editor of Daily School of Der Stürmer,
you're the only brown person there, Ian, stop him!
And the reason they hung him was they said that even though he himself never did anything to Jews physically, his role as an editor of
Stryker
incited anti-Jewish feelings. So if he can be why can't these journalists at Vice and the Washington Post?
I thought he was
going
to say another J word there, actually.
Well, why can't they be put on trial in front of people?
I'm waiting for the hard R here.
Rwanda, when they went, when they had a civil war, the editors of the newspapers and their radio disc jockeys, right? Those guys were actually put on trial because they were the ones advocating for murdering their neighbors, right? They were like, yeah, murder your neighbors. Yep, it happened all the time, and they've been put on trial, and they've been arrested, and sentenced to life in prison. They'll never get out.
This is
if
not
they
a
get
good
caught,
look.
Of course. And you know that's I think that's justice.
I can't believe human events supports
this. You see this happen in the United States or even in any Western country where you know you have these journalists going on and on about you know how white people are the worst, how men are the worst, and all this shit, and yet
it's totally co-signing
Stryker. They'll be publishing articles like. Why do you guys think that journalists hate white people? Like, this is not a reality. It's like, have you read your own fucking newspaper? Like, why are there like a dozen or more articles on the Huffington Post, you know, in like the past year alone? phone going on about white males. Anytime, you know, there's a mass shooting or there's a murder or it's like a race-based murder, whatever, they tar and feather every single white male in America.
Ian, chill out, dude.
Unbearable white.
Ian.
I mean, oh, yeah, yeah.
And this guy's from the Daily Show, motherfuckers.
When white people get called out on it,
from
like,
Daily Show,
people call it out.
He's a Holocaust denier. He's a Holocaust denier.
Why the fuck are you talking about? Because I have nothing to do with this. They'll be like, oh, that's white fragility. You have white.
I'm pretty sure.
Why the fuck is that afraid?
Let's pause it at 254. I don't know. I haven't asked him about his particular feelings on the Holocaust. I would say he would be a problematic figure by their standards, though, correctly. Right.
I was on their show. I was on their show one time, and I was like, all right, guys, I don't know, man. All right. I don't know how I feel about it. I didn't even know the word show meant that.
What I'm saying is, look, I mean, I've had Stryker on this show just even recently, but by their own standard, this makes Ian Malshong a racist piece of shit, right? What he's saying here in this clip. Anyway, let's go ahead and continue.
He's trying to play this association game where, oh, look at all these terrible people they've had on the show. You know what?
Yeah.
Jones, Joaquin, McNabb, Stryker, like all of these guys, they've been on our show.
True.
We will bring anybody on our show. Yeah. And those guys are show, right? Decent people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Decent people. You're trying to malign them because of their opinions. That's not something that we believe in here. That's not something that the Killstream stands for.
Unless we don't like
fucking anybody on. Yeah. Yeah, unless you're an asshole. And then we'll throw your ass.
Unless we don't like you. Then we don't care. But go ahead, Dom.
By the way, Ian was a neo-Nazi, right?
Yeah, he was. Actually, just go.
Yeah, he was.
I seriously wrote about this guy.
Nazi, to turbo feminist,
yeah.
Gamergator.
That's right.
To anti.
That's right.
I remember all this shit. It's the same fucking Gamergate.
It's the same guy, dude. It always comes back to Gamergate. And I wrote about some of the earliest articles I ever wrote. Like, some of the earliest attention I ever got online was from roasting this fucking loser. Like, literally. That's why he's mad, too. I even tried to be cool with him, Andy. I talked to him. I was like,
Yeah,
I did, but he's so mad. Like, I guess he just couldn't get over it. But it must be that racial hatred in his heart. I think something's wrong.
May I read some of his quotes? I read some of his quotes?
You should read a few.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't drop the gamer quotes. Words though. If there's any of those.
No. So this is Ian Miles Chung. Hitler is my fucking idol.
Oh.
Fuck off, Jew.
Oh, no.
Why? This is Ian Miles Chung. I'm just reading what his quotes are.
By the way, this is Ian Miles Chung, not us. These are real, by the way. This is not a joke.
Yeah. Why didn't the Holocaust kill your parents?
What?
The Holocaust isn't important enough to capitalize. Because Jews equal nothing. What else does he have here? 1488, Mayan Aryan brothers, the fire of Asia will be extinguished by the cleansing waters of white faith. What the fuck? Oh my god, what am I?
Ian, you're Asian, you retard.
Word up, my fellow ends, he said, but obviously uncensored. The white man getting us down. He doesn't like Chinese, it looks
by the way,
like.
Can I interrupt this guy? There's so much shit going on. Keith Woods is in it. Keith Woods is in an argument with Paul Joseph Watson over on Twitter, and he said, "Ralph Retort, let's do this." And then Paul Joseph Watson said, "Oh, finally, no, I need you to tweet it on the timeline as a straight up tweet and not buried in a thread. Let us know how you really feel." And then of course I said, "Yeah, of course I would host that. I don't know if that'll happen, but." That's the type of shit happening live on air while we're here. Okay, let's continue. Oh, wait, first, Andy Signor is in the fucking green room.
No way.
Oh, cool.
Oh, finally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's here.
That's
so
a thing,
I guess put a pin in Ian Malshong's racism. I mean,
alt-right supporter. Ian Miles
Chung. I mean, by his own standard, it's racist. I mean, you know, by my standard,
love of the Holocaust. Yeah.
By my standard, it's not racism. I'm saying by the Ian Miles Chong Yo Mama standard, this is just very troublesome. and I hope that they disavow. Let me read these real quick. Hans Handsome subscribed for 1 month. Thank you. Then he says, this guy wants to look like Wang so badly. Neil Moon says, got to love seeing Matt be a pussy in real time. We do love it. Kyler Subcultured says, Yo Mama Cartoon makes Gulf City look like Miyazaki. I have a hernia, says, by the way, I don't know if I said that right, but I know who Miyazaki is. Okay, let me see. I have a hernia, says, number 60 on Apple Podcast is Underground. Yeah, okay. We were number 60 on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if that qualifies as Underground, but still. PP. All right, fuck you. You know what? Still. PP Storm says, Yo Mama's Chad persona looks like a closeted poof person, I'll say. Harold Silvatici says, Wow, this is an Underground show. How exciting. Fucking motherfucker. They're going to pick that up now, aren't they? I didn't even say that. Did I say that tonight? Oh, my God. I know I said it the other night, though. I said something about broadcasting live from the Underground. Fuck you, motherfuckers.
No. They're talking about Ian Miles Strong was saying
Underground. Oh, yeah, when he said that. Okay. I thought they were riffing on me saying that the other day.
Who the fuck's in the green room here?
Oh, I see.
It's Cuck here.
I see. Simp Masterson? Is that what you're talking about?
Simp Masterson.
All right. Dick, Andy, both on with Dame. The panel is just stacked to the brim. Now, there's some... I hear some background noise there. I don't know who that's from. Let me see. Dick... Oh, actually, that's you, Andy. You sound...
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the wrong microphone.
You're in a toilet, Andy.
Yeah, I think the wrong microphone.
He's taking a dump.
No, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Taking a dump all over Matt right now. That's what you're doing. No, you sound like you sound like you're getting a swirly, man. You sound like you're in a
sound clear to me. I've never done the Discord audio. Sorry. It works on everything else I've tried, though, when I do my calls. Hold on, I'm trying.
Yeah, So hit that little cogwheel down at the bottom. User settings. And then go to voice and video and input device and switch it to the microphone that you normally use. Because I think it's using your laptop or like the webcam microphone.
You got me now?
Yes!
Oh, much better.
There it is.
I love this bit.
Oh, man. I don't know how to do that shit.
There it is. Well, I've had to walk people through this before. Yeah, well, I've been here before on air. Now, let me ask you, Andy, we were talking about it earlier. Of course, I think that was in January, maybe. We visited your stream over there when you had Monday Matt on. I thought you guys were cool. What has exactly happened? I don't really know what caused the breakdown here. What happened here?
I was canceled myself. I went through my own struggles and shit and had to go through my own false accusations and everything. And so when I came out of that, I came out differently. I was offline for like 2 years. So that's a whole separate story. But, you know, so when I came back,
I'm the father of Matt's child. Is that what?
No, no. Oh, God, that's a terrifying thought. But, you know, I came back and sort of was just, you know, wanted to be more careful of not giving someone a second chance. You know what I mean? So I came in and Matt had called, and Matt was very polite and nice and there for me during that point when a lot of people weren't. And so I took that seriously. I thought, you know, this guy's went through his own shit. I'm not just going to trust what everyone else says. And look, a lot of your audience who was coming at him, they were coming at him really hard. They were enjoying.
I mean, look, we go at him pretty hard.
It is what it is. I don't support that.
Audience.
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and lie. We do go at him pretty hard, right? Like,
you guys hit him hard. And so I felt bad for the guy at the time just because I fell for that act. But anyway, to get to it quickly, it's just like over time, I could just, red flags were going off where I could just tell the guy was not sincere. The guy's the eternal victim. Like, I feel like he gets off to you guys doing it. And it sort of it shocks me just like how he just eggs you guys on and almost, I feel like you should stop giving him attention because that's really how you defeat a guy like Matt. Like if everyone ignored him, he would be really upset. But I think he kind of likes when those people show up and make him relevant. You know what I mean? And that's the problem I'm seeing now. He's just a fraud.
That's how he got famous in the first part, right? He got famous from what's her name?
Zoe Quinn.
Yeah, Zoe Quinn. Yeah. So he thinks that's going to be his ticket to the big leagues again.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, there is an argument to be made. Well, just ignore Matt. I mean, he's also, it's funny it's to make fun funny. Of him. Right? Yeah, that's I mean, that's funny. The other side of the argument is, well, I mean, that's a big segment of our show, making fun of this guy. I'm not sure how
at this point, I don't think it bothers him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he genuinely is used to it and he kind of enjoys it. And so the reality is like, He goes against people who bully him, but then he goes and out of nowhere bullies me over the fucking Snyder cut, which is like,
what is that? Why is he so mad about the Snyder cut? That's what I couldn't understand.
He just made a video. Like, he literally just made a video just shitting on me. Like, guys, I was the only one who had his back. Like, I was the only one who, like, put him on the platform and tried to, like, you know, support him. And then he, like, literally, because your fans don't know him and they probably don't care that much, but you might find this interesting. Of like, this one person on Twitter was giving me shit and like hit me hard and like, you're a fucking hypocrite, you assaulted these girls, blah blah blah, I'm never fucking listening to you, and so, and like, morally superior asshole just kept coming at me, and I engaged with him politely, like, he engaged with him civilly, and then it got to the point, we did this whole charity where I raised money for the Crisis Center of Tampa Bay, which I was proud of. I don't make a lot of money, my streams are where I make my money, and I gave up all the stream money that night because I wanted to do something good. It was April, the Assault Awareness Month, the person who falsely accused me is named April, so I thought, let's make April mean something good, and so I raised money for that cause, and I was really proud of it, and the next morning, the guy's like, yeah, well, it's always better if you give charity and it's your own money, and that sent me over the edge. I was like, fuck you. So I went down and I dug deep in this guy's tweets. And he was fucking creepily hitting on cam girls and nonstop trying to fuck these girls on his Twitter. Like, it was just like, hello, you're a fucking hypocrite. So I made a video calling him out. I was like, look at this guy who's morally superior than me, telling me I'm a creep, yada, yada, yada. He was friends with my victims. How dare I do what I do? I was flirting with these girls. And so I just ripped him apart in this video where I just showed all of these tweets I uncovered where he was being a scumbag equally like I was. And so I published this video, and then Matt saw it as a trophy, as me being, how dare you try to cancel this man because you're better than that, Andy. And we just had a difference of opinion on it. I'm like, no, this guy is the epitome of what's wrong with the internet. He's a fucking social justice warrior at the nth degree.
I want to say this. Is there, what's wrong with trying to fuck your female fans? Is there something wrong with that? Should we ask that question?
I try every day.
I just
figured that out for a month, Ralph. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wow. He fucked a female fan. Well, what other reason is there to have female fans, motherfucker? Like, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah.
You think I want to be famous for men?
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm going to fuck a female fan. Anyway.
100%. Every day.
Female fans love you more than your mom. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like,
yeah, you need blowjobs.
I just never got, he slept with a fan of his. Oh, that's so terrible. No, but fuck. She was a fan of his. I basically gave her life.
And then I was a fat kid.
She got it for free.
They were coming at me. I'm sure you guys.
Exactly.
They were coming at me, and then I got used to it, and I just assumed a lot of the fans were coming at me, and so I did that. And look, I was married. That's on me. I don't like that I did that.
Well, you know, shut up.
And so whatever.
Oh, wow.
Nothing I did warranted the complete nuke that happened in my life. That's the facts. And so Matt knows this, and so Matt just wants, you know. Anyway, so to just fast forward,
Andy, you were talking to me in DMs like when you first started doing streams with Matt, trying to convince me to give Matt a second chance and lay off, and like saying stuff like, you know, we had a back and forth.
He was gaslighting me because he would come on and he would talk about how evil you guys were. Just like these guys, he would get into it, and he would just share these stories, and I related to that because I'd been there, right? And so he sort of used that. I feel like he finds other victims and sort of rallies up to them, and then when they don't align
like
with his best interests, he turns on them. And he literally is gathering intel about me. Like, he literally just sent a tweet right now where he's threatening me, where I'm just like, you are a fucking sociopath, dude. And he's so obsessed with me. It's like, Matt, I'm not into you. I don't want to fuck you. Get out of my life. Like, stop tagging me. But anyway, because I did that video where I called someone out, he started messaging me privately in DMs. And I was like, we had a fight. I was like, I disagree. This is, I've my whole 3 years of my life were destroyed by assholes like this. You're right. I'm going to enjoy this one a bit. I'm going to call this fucking guy out because they do need to learn. It's not just about him. It's about all these fuckers who think they can be morally superior when they're doing it, you know, privately, you know what I mean? And not even privately, they're fucking doing it on Twitter publicly. And so we had a disagreement. And as I thought we were exchanging privately, I go and notice he's starting to publicly shit on me as well. So it wasn't a private conversation. He was going to, like, you know, get his ego stuffed and do it. So that's when I sort of called him out there. And then I texted him. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're making this public. I thought we were friends. Well, and then he's all, now he's saying I was harassing him. Anyway, I let it go. We stopped. I blocked him. And then the Snyder Cut came about where Zack Snyder's losing the movie. And I've been making some videos where I'm going against the toxic fandom. And now Matt's using my words.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you kind of started this because Matt was late with your Uber Eats order to your house? And that was actually what caused this. That's the scuttlebutt. I haven't been able to confirm this, but I just wanted to ask you straight up.
Yeah, no, it's so weird because he does those videos from his Uber Eats car. I mean, I've been there, but
holy shit.
So weird. He's literally like, we'll do his video from the car while he's in between his Uber orders. And I guess you could call that doing two things at once, but I can't even imagine posting my videos while I'm like in my car delivering Uber Eats. I would never want to admit that to anybody.
Yo, yes, the fucking edit out when he has to do a call in between his cuts. He's like, fuck! Okay, McDonald's, here I come. Fucking.
It's funny because he doesn't show his face anymore in videos because I think he's afraid people are cutting and like clipping him. He has like just the logo now and just. Like,
true. Yeah.
I've realized that's totally on purpose because he doesn't want people to clip like he does to others. He's just. Anyway, you were right. I'm here to be. I'm a man.
That's okay.
I don't know your methods.
That's all right. I'm glad you stopped by.
But I wanted to at least. I when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I admitted I was wrong about the Snyder Cut. He's lying and saying I didn't. And so he's just he literally just posted a hit piece on YouTube. And I don't want to give it attention. He wants attention. I don't want to give him attention. But I hate when people lie about me.
I want to give him attention.
Yeah.
We're from a different school of thought here, Andy.
I know. It is what it is. I know. I just know. I'm telling you. I know you won't. But do what you do. But my point is, like, he's driving it. You are. It's like a spinach. You are fueling him. If people just ignored him and he had 100 views on his videos, that dude would be very depressed.
We have to keep him with just enough.
Me.
We have to keep him with. Wait, yeah. We have to keep him with just enough ad revenue, just enough views that he has hope. We have to just leave that little bit of hope there. We don't want to squelch it out. Just a little bit of hope.
Ralph,
so he keeps going every day.
Yeah. You're Ralph's feeding his girlfriend's son or daughter. Ralph keeps food on the table for that fucking half black baby.
Oh, poor Monday, Matt. We love him. We love him. Matt Jarbo. We wish, by the way, shout out to Matt Jarbo. We would love to have you on the kill stream. I don't think he'll take us up on it, but we'll reach out. Mr. Andy Signor, I want to thank you for coming on.
Call me. If you guys can get him on, I will gladly.
Will you?
This.
Yes! Oh, yeah. What is he waiting on? Oh, my
I don't
God.
Know, man.
All right, delivery
on ship. But yeah, wait. Thank you for letting me correct myself.
Thank
I
you.
Was
by the way,
that.
We'll have you back on in a regular slot if you're okay with that. We'll
anyway, I'm here to just I'm owning up.
Appreciate
everyone was right about Matt. Stay away from Matt. Let him do his thing. Whatever. I'm done with Matt Jarbo. I want nothing to do with the fucking fucking scumbag.
Did you say cumbag or scumbag?
Either one.
Either works.
You need to know which one he is. What's up, my joggers? What's going on, guys?
Oh
shit. I called in because I got chills all over I got goosebumps all over myself listening to what is obviously Maddox being voice disguised like he's in the dickless protection program.
No, there's two different people.
There are two different people in this clip. He says two people contacted him.
Bro, so you were saying IMC, and I watched it earlier, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's IMC or whatever. But 80s girl walked into the house today. She was visiting her mom for the week. For a couple days, and she comes in and she goes, did you see that? That's obviously Maddox. That's 100% Maddox. So we went through, we're listening to the show.
you're playing it, it gave me fucking chills, man. It's obviously him. The way he upends his sentences like a woman.
You think?
Like a teenage girl. Now, his obsession with Richard Spencer. Maddox is obsessed with Richard Spencer.
Let's play the clip again. Here it goes in show links. Now, there are two different people. I know for a fact one of them is Ian Miles Chong. The one where he goes alt-right and he says that. I don't know. Now,
well, that's what worried me because I'm like, there's no way Ralph is wrong. Ralph knows IMC. And then when it popped up and said, this is a different guy, I said, holy shit. We got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
What are they doing going on deep cover on a fucking YouTube drama video? Is that is that really what it's come to, Dick? Gay. Like, what in the fuck is this? I don't know.
Just that's be yourself. Just say hi. I'm IMC. Everyone fucking hates me.
Yeah. Just be like,
everyone's a Nazi.
I'm Maddox. I'm a bald cunt. Whatever. Okay. I just don't like these people.
Listen to the R's and the L's, right? Like the first guy could say them and the second guy can't, right? We're doing science. This is CSI. Scumbag CSI.
So one of them, so that's why when you said that, I was like, okay, well, one of them, so one of the clips is a little bit clearer English than the other. Anyway, let's just play this. Let's play this one. Of course, we'll go back. Maybe we'll go back and listen to the whole Deep Throat segment. We weren't that far through it. Let's play this. This is the Twitter clip. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, let's play this right now.
They tried to do a charity stream for St. Jude Children's Hospital. It's a hospital that, has 100%. A lot of... Jewish backing, and this included Richard Spencer on that stream.
He's not that dumb, is he, Dick?
On the stream,
yes.
He supposedly raised money for this charity, and the charity turned it down.
It's St. Jude, not... What, that's not...
Supposedly. I swear to God, the supposedly is the tell. Maddox cannot speak. Maddox speaks like he drinks before 10 a.m. He talks like he has marbles in his mouth. He has always talked like that. He doesn't know... He says shit like, irrespectively... He says shit like that. Supposedly, he fucks up every big word. He reaches into his bag of $10 words and pulls out nickels. I swear to God, that's him. Run his ass through a vocoder and match them up. I don't know how people do that, but
I don't either.
I would bet that it's him.
But now here goes the video. Now let's watch the full segment. This is 6:50, I believe, on the videos is where I'm at. Yeah, I pulled it back about a minute and a half. We can watch all the.
650
deep throat type shit. Yeah, 650. Let me read these real quick. Southern Negro says Ian Miles Chong red pilled me. He said some other things, but I won't repeat those. Bass Nibba says Bibble my nibble used to dribble down a VA. Phyllis Schlafly from Beyond the Grave says two Andys might be too much. Max Hall says Dick, are you and Andy cool?
Yeah, me and Andy are cool from way back, man. Oh yeah.
A horrible gamer says sound like he got jarboed. Cooper says, I love the kill stream. My unsafe space that's safe. I have a hernia with the diamond. Says, zoom in, enhance right there. That's our guy. All right, 6:50. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's hit it right now.
Something else happened. I had put out a bunch of feelers. I had sent out some messages. I said, hey, I want up-to-date information on Keemstar. And then I got two phone calls that would change everything.
Two calls.
Oh, he knows this about these people. He knows these are white nationalists. He knows these are racist people, and he's regularly associating himself with it.
These two people requested to remain.
That's not the same person from the clip we just played.
And no, that's journalism not. Has that journalism would, integrity. That
sounds like Ian.
We are going to respect that request because that's what most journalists should do when you have good sources. Here's what it's been told to me.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Thank you for letting me record this call real quick. Can you just repeat back to me what you just said? Because I've heard this
good question
from somebody else earlier, and
you just
you're
said
the second person to say this, and I won't give out your identity or anything. I'll mask it, but can you just repeat to me what you just said a moment ago?
Yeah, so there's something that a lot of people don't know about Keemstar, and that's that he is affiliated with a lot of really shady underground far-right white nationalist people online, and he does it mostly through under the guise of this this Killstream channel that he does, this Killstream show, where they regularly host actual anti-Semites, white
regularly, that's Maddox
deniers, and it's just a constant theme on the show.
Regularly,
several shows with some of these white nationalists, including Richard Spencer,
white nationalists
coined the term alt-right.
Richard Spencer is an American neo-Nazi anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist.
It's fucking him.
And white supremacist.
We gotta break this down.
On
behalf of the alt-right movement.
Now, if you don't know what the alt-right movement
is,
let me explain it to you.
Uh-oh.
I think when people
Please don't go through this.
They think Nazis. And that's somewhat true. But in recent years, it seems to have evolved from a really extreme conservative viewpoint that just rejects mainstream politics and instead uses online media to spread controversial content. Now, I'm not accusing Keemstar of being a Nazi. It seems to me that you can be in the alt-right movement and not be a Nazi. Keemstar will deny that Nazis exist today.
Appreciate that.
I really don't understand why people on Twitter call other people Nazis. It's 2019. There are no Nazis.
He's right, though.
Sure, there might be
a
few thousand.
Yeah, the Nazi bars.
Yes, look, the Nazis are over.
For like forever.
You might have some Nazi sympathetic people or whatever, but there's no real Nazis. Yeah.
Nazis are the one keeping us in our houses right now.
The white nationalists who marched in North Carolina with tiki torches.
There's Keem right there.
Oh, no.
Regularly going on these shows.
However, what I am saying is
not Charlottesville, no!
A neo-Nazi is a regular guest on this alt-right.
Hey, I was in jail during Charlottesville. Suck my dick.
As recently as of this year.
With actual Nazis.
Guest stars.
Oh, what a great shot. Look at that sexy man. Big smile. File footage shows us this picture. Man with 20 cigarettes in his mouth. Outrage culture in the
fucking world. Pedophile
Well, you need to fucking have some power to that word, so you don't fucking. That's why you don't say the N word. You know, wait, what?
Well, this is hilarious, by the way.
Wait, what? I have no fucking clue what I just said.
Would you call a pedophile the N word?
I really need to
get that was the best joke of the year on the whole fucking show.
I'm a person that believes in revenge. I think if someone fucks you over in any shape or form, destroy them. Like, I've always felt that way.
The people behind Killstream, the people that Keemstar is associating himself with, are just as dangerous, if not more dangerous.
I think he's legitimately threatening to dox my girlfriend.
As game developer Brianna Wu writes on the daily,
that sounds exactly like Brianna Wu.
Of a Law and Order episode. I have pictures of my house,
car,
and even my pet's names published by Gamergate on media.
Oh,
the
no.
Post was so
I had my pet's name published?
By the way.
Oh, no. The sex was never the same after the whole internet knew my pet's name.
Let me pause it. Wait. Go back to 1149 because I want to pause it. By the way, Wu wrote this post. Wu wrote this post while I was in jail to tell them to give me the max 5-year sentence. That's what I should get. And to deny me bail and give me the full 5-year sentence because I made fun of them on the internet. I'm not even kidding.
Are you fucking serious?
I swear to God, the editorial's
You're
still
like
up.
Magneto. Jail's jail-packed container. You've got to put him in a slab underground.
I swear to God that happened. Let me see if I can find the...
No pet is safe from his terror.
They knew Mitten's name.
Yeah, the next... Oh, here it goes, yes. Here's the Daily Dot article right here. Oh, it looks like they updated that. Wow, what are they doing to this article? Let me read the last of it, though. Wait a little bit. For any prosecutor, a decision to show leniency in sentencing must be weighed against multiple factors. Do they show remorse for their actions? Are they a threat to the public and law enforcement? Do they intend to contribute to society? In Ralph's case, these answers don't speak well for him. And the truth is, a prison... And the truth is, a prison sentence might be the one force to get through to Ralph and make him realize life isn't a video game. There are consequences for his actions. I commented on Ralph's arrest today on Twitter. Then, from jail, Ethan Ralph managed to send me this creepy tweet. I was on the phone with my ex-wife. She was my fiance at the time. And I told her to send this out. I actually got strip searched at the jail after this tweet, by the way. I'm not kidding. Here's the tweet. It says, "Hi, Brianna. I love you too, baby." Quote the Ralph. And that was the tweet. The prosecutor
says, "What a threat.
Nothing can contain you."
I know. Such a threat. The prosecutor for Ethan Ralph's case is Eric Seamus in Loudoun County. As he proceeds, I hope people recognize just how much havoc this Gamergate instigator has caused and how much havoc he intends to keep on causing. And that's the article that she wrote while I was still trying to get bail, which they were fighting for some reason, but I did get it, obviously. Okay, let's go back. 11:49. Are you guys ready? That's a little footnote there. Let's get
legendary,
back to this.
Man. Legendary.
You're like Lex Luthor. Yeah. Communicate with this network of shit posters. If a woman goes to bed and you don't like, she'll wake up and there'll be a tweet on her pillow just written there. Wake up with the name of her pet in bed next to her, like the Godfather.
Yeah, the big screen in his cell.
Instead of a horse head, it's a Twitter notification next to her pillow. Okay. All right.
Ethan Ralph ate 40 cakes, and that's bad.
That actually,
like Kingpin.
All right. 11:49. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's finish this up right now.
Publishing private information. After the post was taken down, Ralph was eager to republish it.
However, Keemstar really likes Ethan.
And I personally really like this show, Public Killstream.
Good.
The whole idea of the show is to basically have people with extreme views and opinions come on and debate these extreme views and opinions.
True.
You're impressed by how many men they have.
How dare you
attack the Southern Diego makes the video.
About that, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you so quick to attack white people? But, like, you're just kind of passive on everything else. You're kind of like Ted Cruz, but worse.
Really? You,
that just happened, like, 2 days ago, by the way.
It most people, Wikipedia, I'm like this white supremacist. So this is amazing.
This was the worst example?
No, I was going to say, I could find a lot worse on my own.
Yeah.
I'm hard on white people, soft on everybody else.
I'm hard on white people.
Richard Spencer is not hashtag alt-right. Liberals give him a platform so they have someone to fight they can win against. Alt reality, not alt right.
This guy's so fucking dumb.
They tried to do a charity stream.
It's not even like a good improvisation.
Hospital. It's a hospital that you know, has a lot of Jewish backing. And,
huge Jewish backing.
This included Richard Spencer on that stream. Appeared on the stream.
Neither one of those were on the stream, by the way.
For this charity, and the charity turned it down. He said, no, thanks, but no thanks. We don't need your money. We don't want your money.
Like it or not, $26,000 really isn't the huge number we're making it out to be in terms of the grand scheme of things.
It's really
generous. It's huge for Extreme, but it's not huge for a company like that. And they're going to chase away their big donors.
A charity that brings in millions of dollars a day, hundreds of millions over a year. $26,000 just to piss off everybody else.
And then Keemstar defended the
backstabbing.
Was taken down.
Yeah.
But I also understand where the kill stream's coming from. They just want to create a place where you can have freedom of speech.
He went on and tried to downplay the racist angle and say, "Oh, it's just a misunderstanding, and it was just a, you know, this fun little charity stream that we did." But it's not, and he knows this about these people.
And you can argue whether his show's racist to the cows come home. You can call him a Nazi. You don't have to call him a Nazi. It's really whatever you want. But at the end of the day, he was reading those donations that he got.
He read them. He read them out loud.
He read them out loud. And yeah, you could say you don't own your community. Your community has their own mindset. They're going to say whatever they want. You can't control that. But you certainly can control the words coming out of your mouth.
Keemstar is always tweeting at the guy. The guy's always tweeting at him. They're always each other. I mean, these guys
spoken
are
like a man who's never been too drunk before.
Well, I have a support group around me, and I can't wait for you to see them because they're really pissed off at that video you uploaded for multiple goddamn reasons. Good luck, Ethan, because you're going to fucking need it.
That's you, Ralph. You know,
Ethan's kind of the golden boy.
Oh, shit. What is this?
YouTube. And so he's terrible.
This is from last
year.
Gator.
Wojcicki.
And I think this may be the video too. Where he's like, hey, Susan, you know, your Keemstar guy's on your platform. You know, you get rid of him, right?
This guy's so fucking just... How did he get famous in the first place? Is what I was sitting here. Look, I was never...
Jack of shit. Good luck, Ethan, because you're going to fucking need it.
Oh, wow.
Anyone
what a,
who doesn't Ethan realize we now bitch. Live oh, in no. an anti-white reality.
I'm so glad I put that in the...
And then he also has this thing called a Ralph Retort. And the Ralph Retort is an alt-right...
Don't promote the Ralph Retort. Please stop. We didn't just relaunch it 2 weeks ago.
Kills his own father for calling him a Nazi and racist. The Ralph Retort, the alt-right blog that published Lane's work almost daily, has also distanced itself from him.
Yeah, I mean, when he killed his dad, I was like, that's not cool. Sorry. Sorry that I said that.
What a backstabber.
I thought that was over the line. I thought that was over the line. I apologize.
What a backstabbing fuck.
Murder also seems to be a good thing.
About everyone who killed their father.
Drug companies invent all these illnesses so they could sell drugs to more.
That's too much.
Social anxiety, 100%, is a fake invented illness. So they can sell you drugs and make
millions.
Oh, no.
I can't believe Keith said that.
Society is literally going to die.
He's a racist and. Oh, no. He's a Nazi and. If that wasn't bad enough, he also thinks you need to exercise.
Well, then he's hanging out with you for a different reason.
This week on the alt-right with Andy Worski and Ethan Ralph.
Look at that.
Yeah, I made it.
I have no idea what is happening, but get the popcorn
Mason,
right.
That's holy all shit. All the whites.
And on
that
wasn't even you, know, but not me. It's not in Content Cop. It's not in any of the fucking blogs, other YouTubers. They never mentioned it's not even in the new H3H3 video. What I want to do with this video is shine a spotlight on what I believe...
This guy's putting on a voice, by the way.
...disgusting human being.
Please do.
And say, look at what I'm looking at
right now. You saw him talking
now.
The other night. He's a fucking loser.
And tell me what like you see.
I know, right? Look at how much time he spends on his hair.
The mom again. The autistic mom.
Like a woman.
How did the autistic
he was my first internet friend 13 years ago, eh? Not even joking.
I bet he's got a hair straightener.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
And also, I already know how Keemstar could respond to this. He's going to try to ignore it. He's going to harass me. He's probably going to call me ElsaGate 2020.
Who can't help but clap?
Now, you might be saying, well, that doesn't make any sense, Zach. Because Keemstar voted for Obama.
What?
And if you vote for Obama, say what? He can't be part of the alt-right movement.
Trump? Greater than liberals.
Oh no, I can't.
There it is.
He was Trump's
you nailed him.
Social justice warriors.
That's
you
why.
This video is so weak.
He's sexist. He's
that's
racist.
Why Ethan's wife's making him do this.
Also really smart. I think he's a piece of shit, but he's not a dumbass. He knows he has an image.
iDubbbz has his hand
has
up
to
Ethan Klein's ass.
It's the image of being the bad guy. See, the stuff that you delete
he flipped too much of his hair
you were smart enough to know that this would bite you in the ass really hard.
Infamous YouTuber Soph, a.k.a. Sewer Nugget, replied to a deleted Keemstar tweet
from 2016.
Where he called Soph a dog and asked her if she was interested in supporting his cause to spread
They're
Nazism.
Attacking a 14-year-old girl?
I'm that dog.
Oh.
Keemstar has
well, she was like 12 at that time, or whatever, 10.
Worse over the years.
Keemstar made a 3-part documentary about FousseyTube at the height of his manic peak.
Oh, God.
And
his
in part one,
rabbi
he even had people telling
so
him to lay
weird.
Off. Yet he still persisted through 3 parts.
He did it to promote his music video.
What music video?
He just told me that he made a fucking music
video. Just speak for a second, for a good second, and don't interrupt me, okay? We're not talking about someone who's all there right now, okay? He's fucking going through a manic episode. One
this
trillion.
Was already in Klein's video.
True.
Why are you
one
showing this again?
Yeah.
%.
This is how he's doing. This is a business fucking thing.
I've been around this industry.
Jesus Christ. That's what friends are. Just sit around talking about mental illness. Oh, you can't attack him. He's having a mental episode.
You're setting yourselves up to get bit in the ass. This may not be the thing
this guy's
that
wearing
blows
makeup,
up today,
right?
Yeah,
but
he is.
One day something will. And
he painted stuff in that beard
ever
to make it look thicker.
Because he gave you money, are going to look like fucking idiots. You're going to look
seems
like the Hollywood actors and actresses and producers that pretend it's scumbags.
Yeah,
because
right.
Keem's
got a straightener.
Like yeah.
continue to be the reason.
Yo, how much does Keem pay you, Ralph?
Never a lot. Hey. I can't disclose on air, though. Yeah. Confidentiality.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It goes that's through me as part mom. Of the protection mafia.
Yeah, true. It all filters down through newproject2.com for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Donated money, and then the pros would have just planted the trees for you.
Guys, well, this got in this video. Jesus Christ.
I mean, like, how are you going to feel bad about a man who's involved in a charity with Mr. Beast?
You could have stopped that man.
I'm not trying to say Mr. Beast is a bad person. He's not a bad person. I say he made a bad judgment.
Oh, he sat with Keemstar. Why?
Oh, he's fine, though. He's fine, though, right?
Who gave Keemstar more influence?
Plus, yes.
Who then gives somebody like Ethan Ralph
more
influence? Who then gives somebody like Richard
Stearns name in there. More influence?
Oh, no!
There is an influence transaction happening
that
no one is aware of.
A fucking tornado!
Richard Spencer!
Leading all the way up to Trump!
I think
Ralph Ralph cost
to know these facts.
Oh,
Ralph
caused
the Holocaust confirmed.
Not Richard Spencer.
Ralph was the
collective creator community. Oh, no.
They act like Richard Spencer is just at the gate, you know, about to fucking
take over.
Implement the ethno state just any minute now.
He put the letters up. He put the Arbic box.
He's ready to eat all the brown people.
Oh, no.
I am coming back here every fucking weekend now. Like, this is never over.
We played this clip on our show like
yeah, we did.
Yeah, we made fun of him for like 2 weeks.
Oh, the voice cracking.
He pulled us stay back.
He did.
There needs to be one like rant of everybody's embarrassing moments combined. Like, I'll slap you, aim. I'll bite you wings, you bitch. I'm the king. I made D Live.
You just supercut that. That would be great.
Sure, I'll dox your girlfriend. I don't give a fuck.
More emotional intelligence.
I was prom king.
Oh.
This is the
funniest.
Is this guy still talking?
Put your fucking hair down.
What is he doing? Go ahead.
He's doing a Queen Amidala do there. Hello, noble Jedi.
I wish he put his hair down with a shovel.
Yeah, the more truth he drops, the more of his hair gets combed over.
What the fuck are you doing with your hair, man?
Just let it hang regularly.
It's normal.
Yeah.
All their ideas.
The rest of this video is just him and trying to shill his shit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think you're right. We've had enough. All right, let's let's take some callers, though. We haven't had enough of those.
Oh, my God.
Crippled Jesus, you've been on since before the show started, even. Crippled Jesus, go ahead, sir.
Yo, mom, that was great. Thank you.
Crippled Jesus, your mic's crippled.
Oh, what's up? Am I on the show?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're on, buddy.
I'm drowning in sadness because Governor Cunt just extended the lockdown.
Now, who is Governor Cunt? We need to know particulars here.
Whitmire? Is that her
name?
Oh,
Whitmire, the big disgusting
so
Ursula
you're Michigan.
The two-witch-looking bitch.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody in Michigan, too, right now. Shout out to them. But, yeah, it's not that great up there, yeah.
The neighbors are shooting off fireworks because we don't have freedom this year, so there's no point in celebrating the 4th.
True.
You gotta roll your chair like a tank down the street, man, and get to the governor's mansion and take that shit over.
When all the Detroiters start rioting, I think I'm gonna use myself as a human shield to protect the blacks from the rooftop Koreans.
Good idea.
Fair enough.
You sound pretty radicalized here, I have to say, Crippled Jesus. I have to disavow in light of this.
Well,
video.
I like when a man misses gambling and strippers for this long, I think you have to resort to violence.
Well, we have to disavow violence here. We have to disavow. No, we disagree. But I can understand. We disagree, but we can understand. What else you
hey,
got?
Are you riding with Biden, Crippled Jesus? You're half black. Do you? I mean, are you or not? Are you riding with Biden?
I don't think I'm black enough. I mean, I'm black in the way that Bill Cosby is, except the women I put through school, I don't rape them.
No.
Oh. Wow.
But I definitely have a large collection of young African American women that I'm putting through college.
You put more black bitches through college than Thurgood Marshall, haven't you? That's what
I'm saying.
Go ahead, Crippled Jesus. Give us your farewell. We're going to try to roll through this.
Crippled Jesus is responsible for more young black women's regret than Planned Parenthood. Is that right?
Planned Parenthood is my enemy because, you know, if I was my mom, I would have definitely walked in there. So,
oh my god!
If we all would have been so lucky, they wouldn't have to make these hit pieces on us, would they? If they could have just aborted us all.
Oh
shit!
Oh, fuck, man, that's funny.
Cripple Jesus, thank you for calling into the Killstream show. You have a good one.
No problem, guys. Enjoy your night.
I will try. It's been pretty enjoyable already, I have to say. All right, let's try.
Oh, what a week.
Butters, we told you. Dude, the week has been insane. Butters,
it's
been so
funny.
Just day after day.
It's like the end of school. It's like the internet is getting off for summer as soon as the lockdown ends, so we're all going really fucking nuts.
And it's right. Yeah, it is right at the time of end of school time, too.
I think the majority of them here didn't finish school because of all the lockdown.
Yeah, I know a few. I won't comment. That's a joke that I won't tell. All but right. Yeah, well, I know some people who just graduated. Let's put it. Anyway. 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 They're 18, of course. Go ahead, Butters.
Oh, boo.
I don't know. I have some gift commentary on what we've covered so far, or some tunes. Which one do you guys want to hear first?
I don't know. Just play something. Fuck. Well, maybe I'll do the cool from what I said. Go ahead. Just pick something. Yeah.
So, yeah. Fun fact. He's also wrong about who coined the term alt-right. I actually know the person who did it. You heard of someone named Paul Gottfried?
I have, yeah. I was with him. Actually, he didn't show up to the show, but it was his partner and somebody else, and then we had to reschedule. But yeah, I know Paul Gottfried. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was. So in 2008, he had like a conference where he talked about the failures of Conservatism, Inc., and said he would hope there would be like an alternative right that would like rise out, or just a different kind of conservative movement that wasn't just basically progressivism driving the speed limit. And now it's been co-opted, of course. Now, I don't know if it's the alt-right he wanted, but just this label, man. Is the alt-right going to be the most inclusive gang at this point by the end of the year?
The Rainbow Coalition on the alt-right? I don't know.
I don't know. And about that guy, the mysterious call, I'm going to go for the mystery box on this. Maybe it was Mad Cuck. Do you ever think about that?
No, it can't be Mad Cuck.
I don't know. I want to be that one guy.
Oh, no, it's Maddox.
Yeah, Gator, what is that thing you posted? We're going to play that clip.
Because I want to change my vote.
Listen, we're going to play it. It's
really?
Next up.
All right.
It's next up. Go ahead. Finish up, Butters.
All right. Well, it is going to be Memorial Day. So I have two songs playing for you.
All right.
One for the new Project 2 Mafia and the other one for Memorial Day coming up.
Okay, play it. Play us out. Well, not out because we'll still be going. But...
Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
New Project 2 Mafia, that's right.
The Godfather thing. All right, you got me.
come to me on this, the day of my daughter's abortion, Ralph, and you ask me. You ask me to donate. Andy, you come to me on this day and you ask me to forgive Mundane Matt for the things that he's done to me. And I tell you this.
Fuck his shit.
Well,
I'm fucking dead.
I think I did my part for the new Project 2 Mafia.
I think you did. Now, by the way, Butters, before you play this next one, before you play this next one, Butters, hit that fucking cogwheel down at the bottom. You see where it says user settings? Hit that. Go to voice and video. Take the bar where it says automatically determine inputs. No, it was cutting you off, and it's because of Discord. Yeah. Turn the noise gate off. You see where it says automatically.
Delete system 32. Delete system 32 on your folder, and it actually helps the audio.
No. Listen. Automatically determine input sensitivity. First off, uncheck that, and then take the bar and pull it all the way to the left.
All right. I'm going to try to play that again. That was. Did
you
want to
hit again? No, it was fine. Just play the next one, but I just wanted the next one not to be. It just clipped once or twice. It's okay.
I just clipped once or twice. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So this one's for the soldiers. You can thank the Confederates for starting the tradition of Memorial Day for this, but I was requested this by somebody on Twitter, the Ahsokan Farewell from the Civil War series of Ken Burns.
Oh, that's an excellent series, by the way. Go ahead.
Dear Ethan, Adam and Eve can no longer support your flagrant racism. We're building a new union of dildos and sex toys and sugar water. And your usage of slurs has no place on our platform. Don't start nothing. Sincerely, all your sponsors. In Christ, fuck your wife. Old five.
Thank you, Butters. I appreciate it, sir. Go ahead, real quick.
Yes, any last thing? So, man, I'm losing track of all the feuds we've covered so far. Is this? You know, we got this this whole Keemstar H3, you know, we're definitely past that the first strike run after retaliation. We're definitely on the escalation phase right now.
Yeah, you know what I keep waiting on actually is Keemstar's video that didn't come out yesterday. And
this is
go ahead.
It's less like World War One. This is like the Syrian Civil War of YouTube going there. You don't know who's fighting what, who to back. It's just a complete crap show.
That's a pretty good analogy, by the way. But yeah, go ahead real quick because I'm going to take some more callers.
Yeah, I was also going to mention the debate between Count Dankula and Vaush, but I guess I'll save that for next week.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Ordinarily, we would have covered that already, because I think that happened yesterday, the day before, Vaush and Count Dankula. Count Dankula at the end actually threw up the old Roman salute there and mentioned
the 14 words. In his face, but he did something pretty close.
Was doing it to fuck with him, of course. He's not.
I know.
He turned on his oven.
I took the bullet and listened to the whole thing and wrote down notes. Ugh. You can thank me for the service. Also, Southern Dingo mentioned that in the Discord. He's like, you've got to pay me up now. I'm Oprah famous.
Yep, Southern Dingo made it. He finally made it into the video. Thank you, Butters. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right, have a good one. Oh, he was going to say can't abort the retort. We can't abort Butters, though, apparently, but I appreciate him saying that. What were you going to say, Gator?
I was going to tell him, thanks for calling in, bud.
Yeah, definitely. The Godfather thing was inspired, so I have to give a shout-out to that. To him.
That's great. That was great.
You're on the kill stream. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, so as far as all of the stuff with Governor Whitmer goes, I don't know if you guys have heard about like all the guys with guns up in the Capitol.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know how familiar you guys are with a young gentleman named Timothy McVeigh.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with him. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He had a big project.
Oklahoma City.
In Oklahoma
City. Yeah. He had a project. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah.
Disavow,
by the way. Let me just put that out there. Yes, I disavow anything about that. No, I'm dead serious, by the way. I totally disavow blowing up federal buildings. Yeah, that's
yes.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Not a joke.
Yeah, all jokes aside, right?
All jokes aside, I seriously disavow that. Yes, go ahead.
Don't blow shit up. Yeah.
Andy, shut up so I can talk.
I'll kill you. Fuck you.
I just go.
The guys that are there are actually associated with the militia that not Ted Kaczynski. Who did I just say? Timothy McVeigh used to be associated with. And actually, I know a lot of people think that he was some sort of white nationalist when he was really just like a radicalized libertarian. But it's really interesting because the Michigan militia that he was associated with has still been active, and a lot of the people who interacted with him are still around. So, yeah, the group of people with guns up in Michigan have ties with Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, I have to say. I have seen some of their protests or whatever where they came into. I guess this was almost a month ago now where they went up to the Capitol grounds. But I think they've done that a time or two since then. I'm not that.
They have. And then you've had black nationalist groups who have also accompanied people to make sure that they're safe as well. It's wild. I'm originally from Michigan, and like back during the race riots, my granddaddy and his people made up plans in case the black people got far enough into their neighborhoods. So I'm excited for something to happen up there again.
What were those plans? Like Home Alone style paint cans swinging from the balcony?
No. They took the neighborhood, broke it down into fire lines.
Yeah. Sarcasm.
Yes, we got it. Thank you, Two-Hip. I appreciate you calling in, man.
Holy
yes,
fuck.
Also, support the Young Negro College Fund today.
Shut your fucking... get out of here.
It's the United...
Fucking boring-ass fucking
retard. Wait. He's okay. But it's the United Negro College Fund, actually, is what you need to support.
We're all laughing, having a great time, comes in here and hits the fucking emergency brake.
You don't think the Unabomber's funny, Andy?
Oh, no, yeah, no, hilarious. I want to fucking go, like, fucking cry now. Jesus Christ.
All right, this episode has been sponsored by the United Negro College Fund.
Because the mind is a terrible thing.
Just stop it. Get some help. I think that's what the Jordan ad was about. Okay, now let's play this streamable thing and let Dick comment on that. Okay, you guys ready? I got pulled up. Yeah.
What is this?
I don't fucking
Gator,
know.
What is this?
Somebody has gone through and processed the audio. And let's just let it play.
Okay.
That's the greatest shit ever.
Okay.
All right, let's just play it. You guys ready? It's streamable.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Let's hit it right now.
They tried to do a charity stream for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. It's a hospital that's...
Oh my fucking God!
Included Richard Spencer on that stream. And King Star appeared on the
Maddox! Oh no, it's him, isn't it?
Fucking Maddox!
It's him, isn't it?
No thanks, but no thanks. We don't need your money. We don't want your money.
It's him! Oh no, the actual
fucking Maddox!
Oh no!
Wow!
You motherfucker! You slimy motherfucker! You slimy fuck! You're trying to get... You hate me so much that I'm plowing your ex and a bikini model, by the way. Let's not dwell on that. You're going through Ralph. You're trying to take down Keemstar and Ralph and everybody around them just to get back at me, you pathetic cop. You bald, pathetic cowboy pretending to be sack of shit, you motherfucker! You got fucking caught, you fucking idiot! Oh my God! You colossal bitch, Maddox! You fucking bitch! Let's name your saloon A Bitch Lives Here! That's the name of your saloon on Twitch, you fucking loser! Oh my God!
Wow, that was amazing fix on the audio, like, holy shit! That was right. That's Maddox. I'm sure it is now.
Yeah,
vindicated.
Yeah.
Wow, that was amazing. That's well done.
I like how that was the reveal. Wow. I'll show there was a question. Now let's play it again because I think we need to play it again. Also, worst.
Unbelievable.
Your mic's crackling a little bit, so I just wanted to let you know that. I think it's probably voice meter is what it sounds like.
Who's that? Mine?
Not yours. Andy Worst.
No, mine. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I'll fix yours.
Okay. Yeah, I think you just probably have to restart the. I've had a lot of voice meter problems. I think you just restart it. Yeah, okay. All right. You guys ready? Let's hear this again. Somebody.
Unreal.
Uncoded the audio. And I have to say, I mean, I thought it was Ian Malshong. Now, there are two people, though, to be sure.
Yeah.
So,
no, there are two. There are two.
So these
one guy can't say RNL.
Yeah. All right, let's play this again right now.
They tried to do a charity stream for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. It's not even a question. This included Richard Spencer on that stream, and Keemstar appeared on the stream. Yeah. To supposedly raise money for this charity, and the charity turned it down. They said, no thanks. We don't need your money. We don't want your money.
It's him. And then you have the face behind it.
Unquestionably him.
It's like,
oh my God. So Maddox is trying to take down Keemstar. Maddox is trying to be a fake inside source. Maddox knows nothing about anything, and he's pretending to be an inside source and a former associate so he can fuck over Keemstar. Maddox is trying to fuck Keemstar's sponsors and get him deplatformed. That's what this is. He's pretending to know more than he is. He must have tricked. What is that guy's name? Gay
he's
Jesus?
Back.
What is that guy's name?
He's autistic.
Maddox obviously has tricked Gay Jesus into thinking that he knows more than he does to deplatform Keemstar. That's what this is. This is, this is fucking T.I.
By the way.
This is fucking, sorry,
I was
go
just
going
to say, there's a quote in chat. I don't know if this is true, but it's from LePlary. He says, Ethan Klein is a friend of Maddox and swept his lawsuit under the rug, by the way. I don't know if that's confirmed or not, but wouldn't necessarily shock me if they were buddies, but.
Unreal. So Maddox is trying to be deep throat. He's used to sucking my cock all the way down. And he's trying to be deep throat for the hit squad that's going out against Keemstar. Unfucking real. Because he's jealous that he's not him. He's jealous of his Armenian brother. What is Keemstar, by the way? What race is he? Is he Armenian?
He's like 15 different races or something. Like he talked about it once. North African, all kinds of shit, yeah.
He probably thinks he's Armenian, and he's jealous of his Armenian brother having a huge success on the internet, and he's trying to bring him down. That's what this is.
I think he might. I don't know for a fact. I won't say that. By the way, look at his tweets. Here he is interacting with Maddox directly on Twitter all the way back in 2018. Yo, H3HG Productions, they were talking about your tweet to Team YouTube. This tweet was displayed in chronological order. This was at VidCon 2018. And this is Maddox communicating directly with Ethan Klein on Twitter.
Unfucking real.
Holy
this
shit.
Is so,
it was
this
a gay
is...
up.
What the
it
fuck?
Was a fucking gay up by Ethan Klein and Maddox.
Wow.
Fucking
believable. Wow.
What did we just uncover?
And
they
huge.
Got
this is huge.
They got cut in hours.
Maddox, you fucking. How many times does Dick have to bend you over and fuck you in the ass until you stop, you fucking retard, you mongoloid dummy?
Oh,
holy
man.
Shit. Your asshole is bleeding and the blood
now,
coming out of your fucking eyeball.
Maddox, I know how to handle a threesome. Me and Keem are gonna fuck you at the same time, buddy. Unfucking real.
Now, let me read this. This is all the way March 8th, 2017. Him and Ethan Klein. Ethan Klein says, new video is hilarious. Great work. He says, thanks, homie. This is March 9th, 2017. Papa bless. He also quote tweeted Ethan Klein and said that Papa bless over on Twitter. So, I think the person in chat was dead correct there. They also said they streamed together on Twitch, but I don't have that where they streamed together on Twitch. But apparently they did.
A fucking Maddox, Ethan Klein, a Maddox, Ethan Klein slash Gay Jesus, Gay Op crossover.
What is even happening now? I don't know.
Wow.
I did not expect.
And he was my first friend on YouTube 13 years ago.
This is unbelievable.
The guy who did this said all he did was change the pitch of the video. So he, so they didn't even cover the, they didn't even cover their tracks very. God damn it!
What a fucking retard!
Honestly, you motherfucker!
Wow!
When I saw
you,
Dick...
motherfucker! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I saw you say that on Twitter, and you're like, I don't know. That kind of sounds like Maddox, and I was like. Yeah, I thought to myself, I was like, that's not, that can't be. No, Dick's just, he can't be right. This can't be right. And then they just changed the pitch. And yeah, that pretty obviously.
It was the supposedly, man. It was the supposedly because Maddox can't talk. He sucked too many cocks. he wore all the muscles in his lips out, so he can't make words no good no more. Supposedly, regularly Benton would regularly call it the club
flim. And then he also has no clue about what he's talking about, too, because he's giving fake facts, too, about Richard Spencer and Keem were on the heel stream. They weren't there.
Keemstar, sue his ass. Fucking sue him into the Stone Age for this. However much you mean, I got a ton of money. I live in a big fucking house, a big mansion. I don't know if anybody knows
that
about
Hollywood
that.
Hills? Is that what
Hollywood, in the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
Fucking sue his ass. Crowdfunded.
This is fucking insanity.
That's the type of shit. I mean, when you have money, that's the type of shit you sue people over. All right. I have a hernia. Says, saying something on the internet unequal to being a journalist. Critical says, what's this indie live stream about? This show 5-7 question? I don't know what that means, but we are going to have a show on Sunday, a special kill stream. I think it's at 3. I don't remember, Gator. It's at 2 or 3 p.m. Eastern. Mark Collett's going to be here. Originally, we thought Sargon was going to be here, but the chair will still be held open. I think it's just going to be Mark Collett ripping on Sargon for a couple hours, which is fine, too. So we'll see. Anyway, we're going to have a show on Sunday. I just want to throw that in there. Phyllis Shalafley says, Ralph with the Joker shirt? No! That's true. They showed me there with the full gamer gear on. Green Danger says, dangerous, you're damn right. I have hernia. Says, Ralph stars in the new Law Abiding Citizen remake. Southern Ningo says, does this mean I get Bibble spot on the cast now? No, absolutely not. Hans Handsome says, this guy is all image. That's all he cares about. Herbert Silvatici says, read this. This has been an influence transaction. Thank you. BT White says, I watched a Mr. Beast video once. Nazi now. I'll tell you this on air. I have never once in my life watched a Mr. Beast video. I know he gives away a lot of money, and that's all I know. Text 987 says, look at this racist Asian cop on his racist Asian cop toy on his shelf. Herbert Silvatici says, you won't help your rep by having Butters on the show. Is he? Yeah, that's true. He did let some words slip the other day. Really Blind Comic says a bunch of words that I can't read, but thank you. Stacy Marcherie says, thanks to the cast tonight, you cured my Corona blues. Cold Steel the Hedgehog says, next hit piece, better feature Hard R Butters. Max Hall says, holy shit, he is a comedian. Perfect. Max Hall says, will Dick let Rand onto NP2? I don't know. I have a hernia says, protest tomorrow at Whitmer's summer home in northern Michigan. Are they really showing up to her house? Why not? Fuck it. Paplin Kermich says, LML this entire show. I think that's fair. Captain Seriously with the Diamond. A-Hole Anderson says, the Legion of Cucks plan is revealed right here at the end of the kill stream, right where it should be revealed. Like Scooby-Doo just pulling the mask off. That's what mask off just fucking happened. I think you know the song.
And you know iDubbbz is just sitting there behind the scenes.
iDubbbz, how deep does it go, Gator? Oh my god.
Oh, it goes really deep.
Oh, it goes so
like
deep.
Like Tyrone does in iDubbbz's girlfriend.
iDubbbz, his girlfriend's the one controlling it all, though. We have to get up all the way up the ladder. A-Hole Anderson says, can the Killstream boys overcome the gay ops? I don't know. Tune back in on Monday. What do you think about Joe Biden? First off, wait. Before I ask you about Joe Biden, Dick, because we are heading down the home stretch here. What about the lockdown? What is the state of the lockdown there in Los Angeles?
Well, we're locked in. We're going to be locked down forever. Until nobody ever dies again in L.A. California, L.A. has huge budget problems, and I think the people in charge are going to use us to get a bailout from the federal government. Like we're so badly extended in like pensions and all because we've been giving money to illegal Mexicans for so long and government and so many government workers that we can't count them. I think we're being used by the people in charge to instigate a crisis so that they can request like a National Guard or a bailout situation from the federal government. I'll give Newsom credit in that he read the signs and didn't force old people to go back into nursing homes, which are essentially Auschwitz for the geriatrics.
Right. Yeah.
Like Cuomo did that. So if the mainstream media wasn't filleting Cuomo during this whole thing, he might have seen people say, "Hey, you know, you might want to like not send old people back into the oven, like what you're doing now." But Newsom didn't do that because he wasn't being sucked off by every major media organization. So I will give him that. But I do think we're being used as pawns in a negotiation for a federal bailout to the tune of $1 trillion, $2 trillion. Because California's fucked. I don't know. Does that answer your question?
They're going to try to make it up on the back end here with this. Yeah, I mean, that does answer the question. I've heard some other people say this. Rush Limbaugh Groper says, "This is the gayest op ever run." I have to say, this does rank pretty high on the list. I did not expect.
Changing your voice. This isn't the first time Maddox has changed. So when he was a woman and called in to the to
tell
Khan's
everybody.
Nass.
By the way, not everybody knows all this stuff. We talk about it like they should know, but tell them what he did.
Well, Maddox sued me for $380 million for a litany of retarded reasons.
Not a joke, by the way. That really happened. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. He sued me in Asterios, and he sued my day job and all of my business partners. He sued Patreon. He sued the customer service rep at Patreon. He sued Asterios' company, Weber Shandwick, like $1 billion. He got hoodwinked by this ambulance chasing dog bite attorney to do this. And even before that, he released this super gay op video on how I'm a rape apologist because I think women owe it to themselves to protect themselves against sexual assault. Like stuff that's commonplace now, like stuff that's happened to so many people. It's like you roll your eyes when you hear it, but he was at the forefront of trying to cancel people, trying to ruin people's lives over like really simple statements on the nature of sexual assault. But he did sue me and a bunch of other people for hundreds of millions of dollars. Got laughed out of court. It was a great year, man. It was a great year. And the whole time he was doing it, I was sleeping with two chicks at the same time. It was awesome.
You want to know something? I came out, I guess I had been out of jail maybe a month or so, and there's this video. I don't think it exists now on Twitter because that account's gone. But it's you at Burning Man, and you're in front of something, and you're just dancing around. You're clearly
on acid.
Yes,
I was doing acid. I was doing acid all day. You know what's crazy about that? So I loaded up on acid, and I just did the second bump or the second drop. And by the way, I don't know if you've been following Kiwi Farms, but they're trying to tell me that all my acid stories are fake.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah, of course I saw
yes,
that.
Yes, the agents of DARE.
They're going to call me a whore because I saw that. Sorry. Yeah, I did read that, and I laughed.
But I did acid incorrectly, according to Kiwi Farms, by swallowing it. I was doing my second drop. You can do a tab. The way that everyone talks about it is a tab in the 70s, but you can get a little vial and do a dropper on your tongue. And I did the second drop. They dropped it on your hand. You lick it off like you're doing a shot of tequila or whatever.
Right.
And my phone started blowing up. So I ran back into my tent and I texted. Jamie Lynn Hughes, an 80s girl, like, I can't. My phone is like the buttons are moving around. It looks like a rainbow. The buttons are all moving around. Like, is what I'm seeing serious? Is the lawsuit over? And they said, yes, yeah, it's over. You won. So I went straight out from there and recorded that video of me going, and nobody, like, I never talk about shit that I'm doing online with these people because I try to keep like that part of my life pure and nice and not let them know that I'm this like hateful white supremacist alt-right. Like, you guys don't need to know basis. Yeah. Like, I'm just like a nice, you know, kind of like Columbo here. Like, oh yeah, hey, what's, I'm really friendly. Nice to meet you. My name's not Dick Mesh. I don't know where you heard that about me before. Yeah, but that was the pinnacle of it. That was a great moment.
That was a great video. By the way, Jamie Lynn, I saw her on Twitter. She's stirring about. I saw her favoriting.
She's still
favoriting
about.
A Barnhill post earlier today. I saw her favoriting. She's She seems to be stirring about.
Well, Jamie. She's a smart girl. I'm sure she could handle herself when it comes to that.
Sure. By the way,
that'll work out well. Please,
that'll go well for you.
That thought crossed my mind. Yeah, go ahead, Gator.
click the link I just posted.
Oh, Jesus. Yep. Is there more Maddox? Yep. Oh, I also saw that Maddox apparently follows. Oh, wait, am I going to spoil it? Go ahead, Gator.
Yeah, which Maddox one? Follows the Yo Mama guy on Twitter.
God.
And it was recent.
Wow. Just recently followed him.
Really? No, I cannot fucking believe this.
Now, when was it? Do we know the date? Oh, no. Can we look? I'd have to look through his thing here.
What if Maddox keep trying? Like, doesn't he know he just gave you, like, 2.5 months worth of extra material?
Dude!
No, and now he has Keemstar on his ass? God damn it, that'd be terrifying.
Dude, look at his profile. Literally, that's, the third person that he's followed, like, recently. If you look through
him. No fucking way!
I swear to God. Like his recent follows, Peter Seagal, Comment Cop, and then Brody Fox, number 3 right there.
Why would you follow him, man?
What a dumbass. You're trying to go deep cover.
Right now.
Like, imagine if I was giving a deep cover interview to the Dick Show and you guys didn't know me or whatever. And then we immediately start following each other on Twitter.
Like, Deep Throat just goes and follows fucking whatever. Stearns and Barnes.
Crystal,
what were their names?
Woodward and Bernstein.
Bernstein, yeah. They go, hey, man, why are you following us? What the fuck? No, it's cool, guys. It's cool. I just want to see what you're tweeting.
He's such an idiot. He's such a fucking, after all, everything that he's had come his way, and he's going to try this. And this is slander. This is not even like, Yeah, this is slander. Like, you know what he does to people he doesn't like? You fucking idiot. Oh my God, Maddox. Good job. And,
Maddox, that's the shit all the time. I mean, it never gets better.
The sick thing is, like, H3H3 and these clowns, Gay Jesus and all these guys, like, this is half of people. They live this and they love it. Like, we're laughing at it because it's funny to us, but they're all just, they're going to get together and jack each other off. They're like, good job. That was really cool the way you changed your voice. We really owned those guys who are having fun.
They're super serious about it.
We really own those polyamorous, ethnically diverse group of people. We really got those minorities. You guys got us. Fuck.
All right, let me read through these and we'll get off here and take the call. Well, we'll do a lightning round real quick. Rush Limbaugh Groyper says, please get really good comics on # Team Booger. Okay, you've asked me that twice. I'll put it in for the secretary here and we'll see if we can get him on. We did have a comic on last night, Hedgewick. Shout out to him. I thought that was pretty fun. He was a little hype. A little off the chain, but I like guests like that. You know, it was his first time an interview like that, and he was kind of just thrown into the cauldron here on the
couch. I like Adderall too.
No. We don't. I think he was just excited.
I'm kidding.
Well, I mean, maybe he was on Adderall. I don't know. I don't want to put
probably. I mean, I wish.
Well, did he swallow it? Because then it's not effective. That's not how you
Well, look, we don't want to get into. I know. Have a little.
You have to crush it with a car.
Yeah. We know about the little nose action. All right. Cynical says, whatever you do, do not go to Anthony. Wait. Anthony Fanwoiza, fatfword.com. Fantanoiza. I don't know what that is. I don't know who that is, actually. I was about to be Anthony Fantano or whatever, the dude that does the rap music reviews on YouTube, but I don't know who that is. But anyway, you only pay me $1 in it, so whatever. you gotta know what it was worth there. All right, Cynical then says it's 4:14 a.m. in Irish time right now. Keep up the good work, lads. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right, let's do a speed round. Maddox, I still can't even believe this show. Every show this week has been insane.
Some revelation, amazing. Some crazy shit.
Well, every Tonight show this
legendary
week.
Ralph.
It's right? Amazing that somebody came out and they altered the pitch slightly, and it just opened up a whole world of fucking chaos.
It's yeah, so clearly it's, I mean, him when they altered the pitch. Yeah, like
the best. Know. The best thing is that it was 80s girl came in and said it's him, and otherwise I would have just said, ah, you know, it's probably IMC. Like that sounds kind of like him, but those guys are convinced. She came in and said it's him. I know it's
right away.
I like how we did 45 minutes on Ian Miles Chung for no reason.
She probably has like PTSD of that fucking voice in her head too. You know what I mean? Like she had to fucking know this guy. Like, oh, like you probably do too. Like having to work for him, you're like, oh.
Together we have 10 years of experience of listening to that fucking dick brain hammer nails in our heads. Like, yeah,
yeah. Never change that pitch. You ever change that pitch? Big shout out, you're a hero for
yeah,
real.
For real.
Yeah.
By the way, get their name, Gator. Whoever did that, get their name.
Who did it?
MLG. Yeah. It's MLG UDI. On Twitter.
Of course, it was an MLG level gamer. We should have known it would be that major league.
MLG.
We should have known.
Unreal, man. Unfucking real.
I know you're gonna probably.
Yo, your dick's all like, all right, time to set up the next pieces of fucking Maddox in the ass. Maddox, you retard! You're done again.
This is what Andy Signore doesn't get. Like when Andy Signore rolled in, is like, you know, you got to forgive Matt. It's like, no, man, we know how these guys are. They just never. They're always the fat scorpion. Like we don't put them on our backs because they've tried to fuck us. You gotta be smarter. I like you. I love you, Andy. But you have to trust us on this one. These guys.
35 minutes later,
you need to listen to us.
35 minutes later, slandered you.
By the way, it was nice of Andy to come on, though. I have to give him a shout out. He just jumped on spur of the moment. So shout out to Andy Signore.
He's a great guy.
We did rate his stream earlier this year. He was pretty protective of Matt then, but he had to spend more and more time around Matt, and then he got less and less protective. The more time you spend around Charbo. The less you give a fuck. Yeah, exactly. All right, Based Alaska lightning round, go really quick. Lightning round for sure.
Hey, great show tonight, guys.
Thank you so much.
I put in the show links some pictures I took from my front yard today.
Don't tell me another sad story like you did last night. I don't want to hear that shit.
No. It's a wholesome story. Just it's in the show link or suggest stories.
I can't find. Suggest stories. Okay, I'll look. Keep going.
It's right up.
Is it just right there?
Yeah,
you Alaska. Oh, I see. It's a giant moose. It looks like what is a
moose with two of her babies.
Oh, I see it there. Yeah, what is that? A road they're walking across?
Yeah, it's gravel road.
Oh, okay.
But those are more dangerous than bears. You're more likely to get in trouble with.
Did
one
you
of those
shoot this
bear.
Moose and its family right after this aired, or?
No, I got.
No, he got the fuck away from it because you don't fuck with a moose.
No. There's some people who will poach a moose out here, but generally not the moms and the babies. So moose actually never have like a father at all. And once they get a certain age, the mom just ditches them.
They're all voting Biden.
Oh my God. No. They're riding with Biden, is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, pretty much. And they like eat all your good trees and stuff like that. Like you can't have like
smoke up everything you got.
Orchids or anything. And they shit all over your yard.
Well, I didn't have that.
They show up about 10, 15 minutes after when they say they would.
Right. But if you somehow get between that big moose and her two babies, it will charge you. And,
you didn't do that.
I have some stories. But it didn't do that. I didn't get near it. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That would be a bad mistake. But
I've been 2 feet away from a baby bear, but I don't even know where its mom was. And that was a long time ago.
A baby bear's harmless.
Closer though. Than you think.
A baby bear is fine, though. Think. It's like fucking with a dog or something, the baby bear. Right? I mean, they want to attack you.
It was a black bear. It was a black bear, too.
How big was it? I'm trying to say, are you trying to give yourself false glory here, sir? That's what I'm asking. No. How big was this bear?
I would say like 150 pounds.
All right, that's a pretty good size bear. Yeah, to be fair,
it's like a fat woman.
To be fair, that's a good size bear. I have to give you credit there. All right, I won't discount that at all. All right, thank you for calling in, sir. Go ahead, real quick.
Thanks, guys.
No, yo, real quick, you want to say something?
You can chill with bears during salmon season when they're just eating salmon. They like don't attack mammals. so you can literally like sit like 5 feet away from them.
Just chill.
Like, yeah, there's some videos online. Maybe I'll find them for you.
I'll probably have to pass on that, but I would like to see the videos. Thank you, sir. Based in Alaska.
Yeah. See you guys.
Appreciate it, sir.
Hey, Ralph. Sir, Ralph, just some update on the story. So, your mama's video. Apparently, it's on the H3H3 subreddit. H3H3 Productions subreddit. Right? And it's blowing the fuck up right now. Someone just sent me a pic. I can send you the pic too. Here, I'm gonna clip
it. Yeah, put it in. Put it in show links or DMs. Either show one's links? Fine. Yeah.
Sure.
I like how we're all like composed and not shit faced, and it's like on one.
We're just completely chill. I was like, all right, yeah, yeah. Put in show links. I'll pull it up.
Imagine H3 did a video on Killstream, bro. That dude, would be fucking wait, fire.
Listen. They 100% know
about...
Hey,
you better mention me this time, piece of shit.
Dude, they 100% know about the kill stream. I was watching that first video, and I was like, I know they're about to mention the kill stream. Like, they're about to do it. There's no way they don't know. They gave it off to one of their lackeys, clearly an incompetent lackey. But there's no doubt that this was a team effort. You know what I mean? It's like, well, we don't want to put the kill stream on the main H3 channel. We don't want to give that shine. But, you know, you still got a pretty big channel. Let's put it up over here. Let's put our bullshit up over on your channel. And then we'll, you know, promote it through all of our fucking arms of media. And that's what they're going to do. So, all right, let's go through lightning round. We're almost, okay, look, the people that joined after, sorry. Okay, you're not. Pepto-Bismol, lightning round, go.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Pat. Yeah, we can hear you, bud.
Shit, maybe ruin my start. Okay, shut up for like 5 seconds.
Don't you hear it? The shadows, the scheme, and the wind, she whispers. Gamergate.
Okay, you can stop talking.
Oh, no, not again.
Not again. No.
Donald.
Fucking epic.
Donald.
Fucking epic.
Donald, you know you want to tweet it, Donald.
I would give anything for Zoe Quinn to somehow be involved with this. I gotta say,
I would pay money.
I would give.
We're
anything.
Gonna get Cernovich, and Zoe Quinn involved in this, and it all started with my dick.
That's gonna be.
It's gonna go Cernovich, Zoe Quinn. Klobuchar over to Ted Cruz is gonna. Rand Paul's gonna get involved. Vermin Supreme, Ching Chao, who's ever in charge in China, and then all the way up to Donald Trump, and it will all have
and
been started
tweet,
over my dick.
Yeah, it is Ching Chao. I'm glad you got that right. The premier.
Is that how you say it?
I was wondering if you would stumble on that one, but you got it.
tune my voice down so it sounds like someone else.
Brother,
his
Teresa.
Name is Ching Chao. I'd fuck me.
Maddox giving eyewitness testimony. So what was it like? Maddox, you don't need to tuck your cock between your legs, man. We're just doing, this is a radio. You don't need to do that.
I'd fuck me. It was the kill stream. Richard Spencer was on. He's an upright agitator.
Caller, I don't know if you're still alive.
Maddox. Yo, Ralph, Maddox is probably so mad at Zach. You fucking cocksucker! Dude. You didn't change it up.
Idiot. My voice
imagine, ECMs are full. You only changed the pitch! What are you doing, idiot?
You're a cartoon animator, you fucking retard!
What are you talking about?
Why would he do this? Oh my god! You just fuck.
I mean, if I wanted to like troll a channel that had 4 million users, I would do what Maddox did. You just fucked over that guy, Gay Jesus, H3. Like, it's so fucking humiliating what you've done to these people just to fuck over Keemstar. Oh god.
Oh, that's great. By the way, a little breaking news. I think we're going to have a Syrian girl back on the show on June 2nd, by the way. I wanted to put that out there. She is nice.
God, she's hot,
hot
as fuck.
As fuck, man. That's nice.
Well, okay. Look, she's a guest geopolitical analyst. We have to. But of course, she's quite beautiful.
Does she have any wings? What's her wing situation?
I don't know. She could learn to fly, perhaps. Harold Silvatici says, please dedicate this brilliant show tonight to Simon Harris. He'd appreciate it. RIP to Simon. Why are you making me sad? Then he says, okay, dedicate to Simon then. We love him. Get back alive. Rush Limbaugh Groiper says, Killstream Baked Alaska interview when? We have talked about that, but that hasn't happened yet. Also, shout out to Simon. I didn't mean to be flipping about that. Oh, wait, there was another one. Oh, there's something about doing drugs. Oh, Phyllis Schlafly says, don't do drugs, kids. The CIA used LSD for MK Ultra. Deadbolt 7. Yes, exactly. Yeah, you should be careful for sure.
Do drugs. They're cool.
Deadbolt 7, I'll have a little
Effexor
bit longer on probation.
And SSRIs only, guys. That's what I meant.
Deadbolt 7 says, Rambot got blacklisted. Can he get on New Project 2? We've seen that. We'll talk about that. Cold Steel the Hedgehog, go ahead if you want to answer that. I see they're spamming you.
I mean, Rand seems like he's like angling to get banned, and I'm not about like it. It fucks up too many people's money. So if he's trying to get banned, then no. But if he wants to fundraise for something, then hit me up. Like I'm not an idiot. Like I'm not trying to get banned as some kind of a statement. I'm trying to get people money. I don't give a fuck about saying no, because it's all about me getting guys like Ralph and Medicare and me and solve money. So as long as he understands that, then yeah.
Okay, that's a fair comment. Cold Steel the Hedgehog says, this is the D-Day of gay ops. I'm still astonished with what we found out tonight, I gotta say. A Horrible Gamer says, save Gay Jesus' video before it's gone. I would agree with that. Gator, go save that, actually. I didn't
say that right now.
Southern Eagle. It's filled with lies, by the way, too. Not even besides the fact of the moronic Maddox showing up into this narrative, which I didn't expect. But it's filled with lies. Richard Spencer was not on the heel stream. Neither was Keemstar. That's a huge fucking lie right there. He was never on a show with Richard Spencer or anybody like that. The whole video is full of shit. Oh, God. It's just pathetic. Imagine if we'd put out something
like that. I was there,
like,
and they don't mention me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of my accent.
That's the worst part.
I was there as Monday Matt telling this racist shit and telling them to put me on the video that my name is Matt Jarbo, that I love the Jews and I want to kill the Jews and they needed motherfuckers.
Yeah, Matt Jarbo was in rare form on that stream. He said a lot of really bad shit that we had to disavow.
Matt Jarbo was out of control on that stream, actually, I have to say. Southern Dingo says, I was putting the baby down. Take a brother's call. Okay, you know what? Two more calls and then we're out. Southern Dingo, go. Lightning round.
Whoa, hey, I was on the whole time.
I
just want to say two things.
Okay, well, I'll get you next. Sorry, I forgot there was another caller on. We got stacked up. Next? Go ahead, Dingo. Just go.
Okay. All right. I got two things. I want to say first, Dame Pesos, huge fan, absolutely huge fan. I'm fanboying out right now. Huge fan. Did I tell you that already?
Thank you.
Secondly, secondly, Ralph, it was you know, kind of a not to be all gay, an honor to be on a video with you. Thirdly, I just want to say lastly, fucking win. They fucking lose. You understand me?
Thank you.
Good call.
Thank you. Thank you, Dingo. And he did make the video, which is so funny because his call wasn't even that offensive, really. Like, I mean, if I was sitting there picking calls, I could have picked a lot worse. Anyway, Brother Teresa, real quick, go ahead.
Okay. Dude, what the hell, dude? This was a fucking great show. At least I'm not the minority in this call right now. At least I finally get to be on the same line as Pinche Dame Pesos.
You finally made it.
Okay. Throw it on
with this whole fucking scenario. Why is Yo Mama doing this shit again? Didn't Chungus, Jarbo, all these fuckers? I'm surprised they didn't have Tonka San or Coach Red Pill on there. These fuckers don't.
Yeah, you got Tonka San and Coach Red Pill.
Fucking Christ. These fuckers never learned. They need to learn this. They're giving you more publicity, and for that, we love it. You got to thank them all. Thanks to Ethan Klein, all these son of a bitches out there, they're giving you more publicity. And one last thing, they can do whatever they want, but they cannot abort the retort.
Thank you, sir. You can't top that. We're going to leave the callers there. Thank you to Dame Pesos, the featured guest of this evening. Thank you to Andy Signor for stopping by. Thank you to Dick Masterson, the incomparable Dick Masterson. Patreon.com/The Dick Show, I believe, is the...
thank you. Yeah.
Is the place there.
NewProject2.com/The Dick Show. Exactly.
That's exactly correct. The panel, Mr. Andy Worski joined us at about 10:30. Shout out to Andy Worski, DLive.tv/subcultured. Bibble is here as well.
I'm on Bibble's show. It's The Dark Fist, my movie that I filmed in 2011. So after this, I'm heading to Bibble's.
We're doing Hollywood Bibble, itchbestream.live/Bibble. He's going to be joining me, and we're going to watch his movie, Dark Fist.
Check that out. You know what? I'm not going to be there at the beginning, but I might join halfway through.
You should. The halfway point, the gamer words start popping in the movie. You're going to love it. I'm serious. The movie was filmed before that was, like, frowned upon. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm scared for the ending, dude.
Well, was it filmed in, like, 1957 or something? Like, I mean, I think it's been frowned upon for... That's been frowned upon for a while. But anyway,
I can't wait for Ethan Klein to put that in his next video, Andy.
All right, we'll check that out. I'll probably join up at least for a minute. Gator.
I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, go ahead, tweet it out. Gator, go ahead, man. Tell him, Gator.
Tell him. DLive.tv/Gator, YouTube.com/TheGatorGamer, and you can always follow me and my crazy Twitter antics at Twitter.com/TheGatorGamer.
Thank you all. Gentlemen, if there's anything else, I don't think there is, but if there is, let me know now.
Yes, I want to say something.
Stop
I hate
it.
The jewels.
No,
I hate
God,
the jewels.
No,
put me on the video
no,
next time. It's a shit.
God damn it.
I have a fucking accent.
No, sure.
I only have
before
a voice
we go,
in English. It's a shit.
I have.
No, wait. Did I not mention Dame? Is he doing that to me because I didn't mention him? Dame, God damn it. Promote your channel.
Go to Monday Month.
Dame Pesos, Dame Pesos, YouTube,
and a round of applause to Ethan fucking Ralph. What a show!
I've never had probably the best stream I've been part of
in a long fucking time. Seriously.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Ralph,
I do appreciate that, sir. That's very kind of you. I will always take flattery. Definitely will get you very far. Thank you, gentlemen.
And, but if you go too far, they call you a sin, right? Flattery.
Call
into my show this weekend. We're going to go over this shit.
Me? Yes, I'm in. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And we got to confront Josh on all his bullshit.
Yeah, you know what?
we talked about that conversation with Digibro, too.
Yeah, look, so Digibro, he's going to be on the show, on Dick's show on Sunday. We're going to have his girlfriend on our show on Wednesday.
Amazing.
As a featured guest, and she wants to talk about that issue. So I'm assuming that's going to be a whole thing on Wednesday. That's the follow up on that. Now, Josh,
just you call in so we can laugh about all this shit.
I'll call in definitely. Now, Josh, I didn't bring it up in the show, but yeah, he's been making some wild predictions. I don't know. He just seems a little off base with his prediction meter is broke.
Emojis.
I don't know. I don't know. I listened to it a little bit. I won't go into it. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe you can call in on Sunday and we can talk about it. It was a little strange.
I hope so.
Did you hear it? Anyway, we won't. If you want to comment on it, go ahead. But
I want both of you to call in so we can talk about it.
All right, let's have a session. We'll see. Okay. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. It's been the Killstream.
1 second.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to interrupt you for just one second because I would be remiss if I didn't play this to end the show.
Six years in podcasting this Sunday. 6 fucking years for me.
Wow.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, gentlemen. Thank you so much. It's been the Kill Stream. I think I read them all. Southern Dingo says, never compare yourself to Dame Pesos. Then Drumboy02 says, great show, guys. That was amazing. Very kind of you. Let me check. I think I hit them all. Yep, I did. That's it. Good night.
Want to peacefully
Some say it's a kill stream. They're trying to peacefully. Some say it's a kill stream. The other night, friends, when I went to do him, I saw the kill stream had been struck down again. Secret flags and reports, but we all know who's to blame. Can't afford the retort, Jihadi Jarbo's his name. Now you won't take them round, or all them channels you strike. So just delete your account, I'm sure this folder's to find. You can't peacefully sunset the kill stream. You meddle peacefully sunset the kill stream. You won't peacefully sunset the kill stream. You meddle peacefully sunset the kill stream. You won't peacefully sunset the kill stream.